Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire tour? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. The raspberry ring is frank and flavorful. Sensational eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com. Last the remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, beach man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Lou, and welcome to the remix, everyone. It is so good to see everyone in the house tonight. Boy, 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 was it really, really good just to hear Dr. Yu do his thing at the beginning, to hear that sound, to hear the remix come on. Just to hear and see all the energy, all of the light from all over the planet, just sort of kind of come alive. And so welcome to the remix, everyone. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue. And tonight we're going to be talking about when nothing goes as planned, real life alchemy. And that's going to be our story here tonight. Joining me also tonight is Esther. Esther's going to be joining right here live in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings. Wow, talk about what to do when you don't have anything planned, real life alchemy. And you guys are going to get a chance to experience some alchemy here tonight. I can assure you. So, you guys, we're going to start out by just saying welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone here here in the remix, and just love to you guys out there. It's been an amazing week. I know lots of things have been going on with you guys as well, too, out there in remix land, all of you magic makers out there. I want to say big shouts out to definitely those of you who graduated from the Kim Business Class, yay! Much success and love to that amazing group of brothers and sisters from all over the world as they continue to do their thing and their work as well. And then also, I want to remind you guys that tonight's show, as well as all of the shows, are are going to be available for you to come and for you to download them immediately. So you can do that right here on the remix. And if you want to know how to come on over, I want to let you guys know that you can definitely come on over and join us in the chat room. If you don't know how to get here, let me give you some cosmic directions. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word. And just come on in. The chat room is open. The Remix family is in the house and sure to make you feel right at home and welcome as well. And then also, if you want to call in, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. You know, that's going to bring you in. If you're an international caller and you're out there listening and you want to come over, just definitely call the international number, the country code for the U.S., and then 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And you can be right here with us in the remix. It's so good to see you guys here. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the forum, boy, are you in for a treat, because it's always a treat here in the remix. All you have to do is click the button at the very bottom if you're in chat. Tell us who you are. It takes about 2 minutes to sign up. Come on in, and you'll be right here in the remix. Also, what you can do is you can actually, one of the things that you can actually also do is if you have an Android phone or a smartphone or something that supports those devices, you can go over to the Android market and you can download the Remix app, and that way you can stay in touch with all the things of the Remix and come right in on the forum. So now, you guys, tonight's show, when nothing goes as planned is sort of what I've named the show. And as you guys know, that happens a lot of times, particularly during the week. I've heard you guys' feedback. I've been talking with you in the readings. They've been amazing this week. And tonight is one of those things when things don't go exactly how you plan. But it's good sometimes to experience real life alchemy and sometimes to kind of be in the mystery, because this is where magic is made. This is really where I call it making cosmic love to the universe. And really being able to connect those higher parts of yourself and really just stay in your position of trust and love and light and just watch all of these things just begin to magically unfold for you as you continue to walk forward. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Remix. Let's go give out some international shots out, because that's always important to do. I know our brothers and sisters from all over the world are listening, and we definitely want to do that. I'm going to get ready to bring Esther on. I know she's out there. I know she is. And so let's see where she is. Let me see if I can find her on the board here. There's Esther. All right. Peace and greetings, Esther.
Hey, Miss Flu. Hey, Remix family.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. So we are definitely here live with you guys in a remix and doing what we do remix style. So we're going to give some international shots out right now, Esther. Good to have you joining in the forum, hosting with me tonight. So let's give them out, international shots out. We have Indonesia. Mexico is in the house. New Guinea is here. The Bahamas, Egypt in the house. Australia, the Philippines, Germany, parts of South Africa, Jamaica, France. Trinidad is in the house. The Netherlands is in the house. Australia, Nigeria, New Zealand, Canada, and the UK. And Ghana is in the house. So, want to say peace and greetings to all of our international brothers and sisters who's listening out there. No matter if it's day or night or wherever you are, I just wish the sun is shining all over you as you join us here tonight in the remix. And again, when nothing goes as planned, real life alchemy. And I can assure you guys, we're going to experience some real life alchemy here tonight for you guys. I also want to give a big thank you out there to, a big, big thank you out there to Dr. B. Sirius, who joined us in the forum last week on the show. So if you guys didn't get a chance to hear that show, you definitely want to go back and you want to download that show, as well as all of the other remix shows out there. And just it was a great share, a lot of great feedback on it. And so I really love it when we have new people who can come on and express their magic that they're doing in a way that is very, very unique to themselves and just to everyone out there. So very, very thankful for Dr. B Sirius. If you guys didn't get a chance to hear that, go back and definitely take a listen at that show. I do want to tell everyone out there, Esther, so how has your week been going, Esther? I want to talk a little bit about when nothing goes as planned.
I've had it was a good week, but definitely a lot of unexpected things that came up that I had to deal with. A lot of shifts and things that kind of went, you know, they was going one way, and then things start going completely opposite of that.
Yeah.
Nothing that was bad, but things that it was like, where did that come from? How did that happen? It was a lot of stuff like that going on.
Okay. We got to make sure. We want to make sure, for some reason, I'm not sure on Blog Talk and or what, but we've been getting some echoes, and I want to make
sure.
Yeah,
I hear it.
Do you hear it? Yeah, we've got to make sure. We want to make sure that this is clear, so we will definitely make sure everybody just sends some good energy so we can clear these airways and just hear. Yeah, it's been that kind of week. Even in the sessions this week, it has been kind of one of those weeks where so many different things have been going on. Definitely not as planned. Is that better?
You sound fine. Okay. I don't hear the echo from you. Do you hear it from me? I was hearing it when I was talking, though.
Okay. It sounds like it's cleared itself up.
Okay.
So we're going to go with that. That it is.
Wow.
Thanks to everyone out there. So good to be in the remix tonight. We are going to get up and we're going to dance and we're going to move around as we continue to talk about when, you know, when nothing goes as planned. You know, I kind of just put a hodgepodge of things up there because it is one of those nights where things aren't definitely going as planned, but I'm cool with that. I don't know about you guys. I'm able to. I sometimes love not knowing what's going to happen next and things being really just kind of stepping out into the mystery. You know, the card that I pulled this week for the remix was Get a New Story. And so many of you wrote, emailed me, posted it, reposted the card and just said how this speaks to exactly where you are. There's so many things in our lives that as we continue to grow and we continue to learn, that we need to begin to get a new story. It doesn't mean that we have to get rid of all of our old stories, but we definitely need to begin to add new stories to begin to come in. It is a time for all of us to become very, very multi-sensory. And so that means that we're feeling life, we're tasting life, we're smelling life, and we're tapping into all of these higher elevation vibrations and frequencies, and even some frequencies that science has not even been able to identify. These frequencies are moving out there in the cosmos. These are some of the things that I've been seeing when going in the records or been doing one-on-one readings with you guys. This energy is out there. A lot of you have portals and gateways that are opening up for you, that this is a time. If you really wanted to just kind of reach your hand up into the cosmos or into the sky and snatch a new story down, it's time for you to do that. Or better yet, snatch down one that has already been birthed inside of you. And so it's time.
Absolutely.
For
yeah.
A lot of these dreams and desires, these things that you've been kind of putting on the back burner, saying that I'm going to do it next year or I'm going to do it when the time is right. It's time for you really to start beginning to make forward movement and take some action and some steps in that. You know, for the first time in our human evolution, we've really been a generation that has been called to purpose. And that has not always been the case. Searching for our purpose is really sort of a new phenomenon when it comes to us as humans. It's not something that generally a lot of people did. There was a large part, and I'm not even going back to ancient history. I'm talking about maybe your grandmother, your mother, your father generation, your great-grandmother, grandfather. And this was just about living and appreciating the good things in life, and that was wonderful. You know, having a nice roof over your head, being able to pay your bills, and being able to keep your family healthy and keep yourself healthy. These were some of the amazing things that we can never be ashamed of from our ancestors or our grandmothers or grandfathers, that these are some of the things that they have begun to bring this evolution back on the planet. Because, of course, if we look at our ancient civilizations coming out of Kemet, these are some things that we've always known. Purpose was always at the forefront of our culture, our civilization, and at the essence of people of who we are. That was always there. it wasn't until really a lot of this Western mindset came into be and a lot of things that just happened over evolution and time, I don't care what part of the planet you were on, that those things, we started to move further and further and further away from it.
Right.
So this is a real exciting time because now this thing of purpose and what are you truly here for is really being pushed to the forefront. And so, I challenge everyone out there to heed that call.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it seems also like a big part is to really be flexible and to not be so rigid with like thought patterns, which I think is it sometimes can be easier said than done, you know, even when you think that you are open to everything or that you can just kind of move out of stuff and just try things completely new, you'll sometimes find that there are these thought patterns and things that you just get stuck in or things that you do because you've always done it that way or because, you know, that's just the way it is done. And so
that's
when you get this new, you know, scenario and it's like, well, why can't you do it like that? Or who
That's
said
right.
it can't be done like that?
That's
so
right.
I know for me,
right.
that is something that I know I've been dealing with and really, you know, working on to just really be flexible and go with the flow. You know, it's even when it's the big decisions, which is where I get caught. I'm okay with going with the flow with a lot of stuff, but when it's the big decisions, I get real caught up into details and having to know the when and why and how. But I'm learning through experience that you have to be flexible. And when you really say get a new story, it's really about being open to everything, to all of the possibilities, which is what makes it so exciting because it's like this could be exactly what you wanted, and it's been walking by you every day because you shutting it down because you can't see it. So it is. It's exciting.
It is very, very beautifully said and so true. Just really being in that place when you can begin to be open to the possibilities, really being in what we like to call feminine energy, where you can receive this information. And a lot of this information is coming out of your own divine blueprint. You understand. And then when your higher self feels that frequency, there is nothing like it in the world. Some of you get butterflies.
Oh, the chills. The chills.
Feel the back of your neck. You know, you feel that sensation. And this is about you connecting with this energy. It really is the point where you begin to, as I call it, make love to the cosmos, where everything is one. And a lot of times, you know, and Esther, I know you've been through the Chem Business class, but we were talking about going in the mystery. Because
we
take you through the dream to reality. When you
step
in that mystery, there is a point where everything goes black, where there's nothing. So this saying of out of darkness comes light, that is truly when you know you're in the mystery. It's truly when you're learning. It's when you're growing. It's when you get to know your magic the most.
Yeah.
This is what all of the work is for. When you can get in that place and there's nothing. You know, sometimes when we're doing some of these exercises, whether it's on the Blue Blast call or whether we're in the Chem Business class and someone says, I don't get anything, nothing is very amazing too. Nothing sometimes is the point. That is the transforming point of where you need to be. A lot of times when it comes to stepping into this place in the mystery.
Yeah.
And so the mystery is what we talk about of not being afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
Not being afraid of the dark. That is the mystery.
And being
That's
okay with not knowing what comes next.
Yeah,
being okay with saying, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's powerful, though, when you can do it. I can attest. Because like I said, it's a learning experience, but were you able to actually be comfortable in it? It is very powerful because things that you never thought that would happen, they manifest. So it's beautiful.
They sure do. They sure do. Well, welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And, oh, wow, we're in the mystery. Y'all just don't know how much of the mystery we're in. Got a real special alchemy for you this evening that we're going to be doing. And I want to invite you guys to just kind of sit back, relax, enjoy the share tonight, be in the mystery with us. And I promise you, something amazing will happen. Yeah, some amazing things will go on. Let's listen to a little bit of Baby Blue as we get right to it.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. All right, you guys, let's get up and let's dance. And then we're going to do some more real-life alchemy. All right, you guys. So let's see. We're going to play a song tonight. And I was going to play my Save Me song. But I decided that, Let's see, Esther, what are we going to play?
I already told you what I think we should play.
I don't know if you can play that. Oh, no.
Okay.
Let's see. Wait a minute. I think I have it right here. Give me a second, you guys. Yeah. Everything is in the mystery right now. Even this, you guys.
Even the song. Song is in the mystery.
It's in the mystery. Yeah, it's amazing. I love it. I love the mystery. I do. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. Where is it?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wayne, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, you guys. Welcome. Welcome to the remix. I promise you, I'm getting ready to... I'm getting ready to play this song. Oh, my goodness. So we're just going to feel the energy. I see you guys are trying to make some recommendations about what we're going to play. but here we go. No. That's not it. Let's see. Okay. All right. Let's see. Decisions, right?
Yeah, decisions.
Let's see what we're going to play. Oh, man. Okay, so here we go. Let's get up and dance. All right.
There's don't make no kind of sense. Walking around here is so intense. You make my
make me feel so weak. And it's a beautiful thing to know that your heart is beating. It is about being alive. It's about being fully alert and engaged and being present in the moment. When you can hear your heart beating, then you know you are truly present. And so tonight, what we're going to do in the light of alchemy, we're about to bring on someone who's going to make your heart beat for many different reasons. And so tonight, you guys, when nothing goes as planned, real life alchemy, as we go ahead and welcome our very, very special guest joining us in the farm tonight. Peace and greetings to you. Peace and greetings, Brother Umar. I think he's there. Yeah, I didn't want to even tell you guys it was him. I didn't even want to tell you it was him. But wait a minute. Let's see. Let me find him on the board. Let me see. Because, oops, that wasn't him. Glad they wasn't saying nothing. Where is he at? Press one, Brother Umar. Where is he? Where is he? You guys, give me 1 second. I know. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's see. So just 1 second. We're going to have somebody joining us, but Dr. Umar Johnson's going to be joining us here. I need him to press one for me, though. Let me see where he is. You guys are silly. I see you in the chat room. Well, let's hold on a second. Maybe he can't get in on the phone lines again. So let's call him. That's what you do when it doesn't come to you.
In the mystery.
In the mystery. Yes, we are. So that's what we are. We're in the mystery.
Hello? see. We're going to see if we can still find.
This is Dr. Umar Johnson, school psychologist and child therapist. If this is not a business-related matter, please email your concern to Dr. Umar Johnson at yahoo.com. Voice messages should only be left for business-related matters. If this is an emergency, please send a text message. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's an emergency. It's an emergency. So we're going to see. Let me see here. I don't see. Let's see. Let me see. I know Brother Umar is there. Peace and greetings, you guys. We're in the mystery tonight, and we are definitely going to... definitely in the mystery. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all talking that stuff, but your heart's going to be beating in a minute. Where is, where is our brother, Dr. Umar Johnson, who brings the fire? He's a school psychologist, and... definitely has been dropping knowledge all over the world, especially with his new book, his new project, and we'll hear more about that. He's not a stranger to the remix. He's been on the remix quite a few times, and so we'll be going to that. So, let's see. If you're on the line, press 1 for us so that we can find you and see where you are. No, that's not him. Okay, so in the meanwhile, we're going to wait for a second. Hopefully, Dr. Umar Johnson will be joining us here in just a second. I know he was on the line there. So I'm kind of looking through all of the callers here so I can try to see if I find him, but I can't see him. But we're going to continue to be in the mystery here tonight. And talk about this alchemy and different things that have gone on. We were talking about how this is the time that really just calls you forward to begin to do your work, whatever that is. Whatever that is, however that looks for you, more than ever is a time for you to tap into knowing your magic, knowing yourself. And that's the best way. The greatest question, know thyself. And we can see that coming from many different angles and many different ways. And so it is it is good. It is good to have you guys here. We're going to see if Dr. Umar Johnson is going to be joining us here. But in the meantime, we want to hear from you guys. Maybe we'll do some reading. We can do that. And if you guys have some questions and you want to get some insight, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you are here. And
we want to hear some insight about what's going on, right?
What's going on
with everybody out there? Some stuff that y'all want to share about, about what's going on.
If you guys want to share, we can do some readings and see what you guys want to share. And we'll start. We're going to go to the phone lines here and see who's calling in and kind of go from there.
All right, let's see. So calling in from area code 203, you are live on the remix. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi. You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To send your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3.
Wow.
For more options, press 4.
Is that me?
To cancel, press star.
No. That is, I think we were still on Umar's voicemail.
Yeah.
Send your message. Press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4.
My goodness.
To cancel, press star.
We can't press any of that, you guys. You do realize that, right?
Yeah. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more
really
options,
unreal.
Press 4.
Okay.
To cancel, press star.
Goodbye. Can you say goodbye? Goodbye.
Sorry, please try again later. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Wow.
Okay. What in the world?
Ooh.
What in the world?
Wow. Well,
okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, sister.
When nothing goes as planned. We're live, you guys. If you had any question about being live, only in the remix, we're live.
Wow.
Now I have to send all of this apology to Brother Umar Johnson. Wow.
Because he heard all of that. You go hear all
of
that.
That. Okay. So who's on the line calling in from area code 203?
Hi. Good night, ladies. Greetings. This is Toya. Can you hear me?
Who's on the line? I'm sorry.
My name is Toya.
Toya.
Hey, Toya.
And where are you calling from, Toya?
Connecticut.
All right.
Connecticut.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm in school. I finally started. I'm in cosmetology school, and I just want to know what's going on with that. I'm sorry, yeah, that's like really general.
Wait a minute. You're in school and you want us to tell you what you want me to tell you what?
That's beautiful. That is
beautiful. Classic. Only in the remix. Only in the remix.
Like, am I gonna, well, of course I'm gonna finish, but am I gonna actually use my license to do something?
Mm-hmm. No, say that again.
I said, when I finish, am I going to use my license to do something? Like, I want to open my own salon or something. I don't know.
All right. Well, here's the thing, Toya, and I'm just going to jump right in your energy, and I'm just going to do readings. Like, I don't even know. I'm just going to, like, do it from a different place. So just be open. We're in the mystery. Here's the thing. When I get into your energy, Toya, I kind of feel like even though this is what you want to do, you're really struggling with the process. You're struggling with the process, and I don't actually see that you're going to, I don't know if you're going to finish. It's some things that you're going to really need to change in order for you to finish. But here's what I am picking up from you, and you can let me know how this connects with you. I also see that one of the other things that you were interested in, just as much as you were cosmetology, but you didn't really see how this process was going to help you, and that was to work as a nail tech.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is what I'm feeling more that's connected with you is that you're going to be doing that particular part of the process. But here's what you're going to have to do. In order for you to be able to move on to the longevity, then what you're going to do is you're going to have to make sure that you start to work in the area of being of doing the nail tech part of it. And then that may give you the strength for you to continue to carry on and to finish. But you're really bad at finishing. That's the problem there. You kind of lose interest, and then you kind of move on and you start doing other things. A couple of things that I would recommend or suggest that you begin to do is really to follow those things that's in your heart and not those things that you see. And so some of these things are built off of old template energy of glamours. And things, you see?
Mm-hmm.
These are things that you've kind of romanticized in your mind. And sometimes it's okay that we start to move into that energy when we romanticize something, and that's kind of how our dream starts.
as we begin to follow the process. But one of the things for you is that you're not a good finisher. And so really 6 or 7 months is really how you're ready to get in there, and after that you're ready to get to work. So I would say stick with your passion when it comes to doing nails, and really look for something very creative where you can begin to expound upon that. And then take that energy if you want to continuously go on, but really be open. You know, we talked about this at the beginning with Esther, you know, and she was saying this is the time to be flexible. And this is the time for you to be flexible, too. Don't lock yourself into that because you won't be able to see your way out.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So definitely come back and let us know. Let us know how it goes. So
I definitely will.
Call in. All right. So peace and love to you.
Peace and love. Thank you.
Peace. Uh-huh. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. That happens a lot of times. Sometimes we have those dreams that we have. I know when I first started going to college and thinking about different things that I wanted to do, I wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to design clothes, and I wanted to do feng shui and decorate. And look what I'm doing. Look at part of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Being open to those things is real important, real important.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, let's go to the next caller on the line. Calling in from area code 614, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
It's headed for the land.
I'm sorry, we cannot hear you with all of that in the background.
Including yes. On agency. Just
I'm sorry, we can't hear you. You're going to...
Hold on.
We're going to come back. It's too much going on in the background.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. We're going to come back.
Too much. Yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back. 614.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up is area code 313. You are live in the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay, this is Debbie, and I'm calling from Detroit.
Hey, Debbie.
Greetings, Debbie from Detroit, the Motor City.
Right. I just called in. I didn't know, are you doing readings tonight or cards or?
Yeah, I'm doing readings tonight, Debbie.
Oh, okay. Well, just a general reading.
Okay, about what? What do you want to talk about? What do you want a general reading on?
Well, I've just been feeling like just no direction. I'm just like I'm still single, you know, no family, no husband, and career wise, I really don't know what I want to do with the next part of my life, and I'm just wondering why. I'm not from, you know, come from a pretty nice family, so it just seems like I should be further along in life than I am.
Well, I'm sure that you can have millions to jump on that bandwagon with you, Debbie, when it comes to not being where you actually feel you are. Immediately, I will tell you this, as soon as I get in your energy, the number one thing that I want to do is I want to lay down and I want to go to sleep. I feel very, very tired. And not necessarily physical tired, but mentally tired, because you have all of these thoughts racing through your mind constantly, and it's really burning up a lot of your energy. It's taking away your will, if you can understand that. It's taking away your energy, and it's taking away your willpower. Here's a couple of reasons. I want you to begin to take a look at this. Immediately, I see this flag, and this flag is flying in front of me, and the flag is waving, and it's going back and forth. And on the flag, there is some words that that is written on this flag that is being shown to me. And the word that's on the flag is competition. Competition. So let's talk about that word competition, and I wanted to think about yourself when we think about competition. You said, why is it that you haven't been able to move yourself forward?
you haven't been able to really solidify a relationship or, you know, have these things. You come from a good background or what direction to move in, and that's because you're in competition with everything. And so you're constantly looking at something else and you're judging that based on where you feel you should be in your life. That is the spirit of competition. And what happens with that energy of competition, what it does is it not only does it suppress things within you and brings up things such as emotions, but also energetically what it does is it really corrupts the internal aura that lives within your body. So let me explain to you more about what I mean about the corruption of internal auras. Because just like we have auras that are on the outside, we also have auras on the inside of us as well. So competition is one of the quickest ways to corrupt that energy on the inside. And so the message that you're sending out to the universe is very cryptic. It's hard to read. It's hard to understand. It's hard for anybody to pick up where you're coming from, what you're really saying, what you truly mean, what's inside your heart. So this is something that even as a young child, it's been a lot of expectations that have been put on you. By the way, I feel like my shoulders, I feel pain in my neck and my shoulders once I get into your energy. Do you have, are you experiencing some pain up in that area of your body?
Yeah, a little stiffness in the back of my neck.
Yes. And all of these things is really, this is the energy of defeat. And this is why you got to get rid of the competition. You definitely are a poster child, if I can call you that. A poster child for get a new story. You need to get a new story. And you have to get rid of the competition. You have to let that go because competition is guaranteed for your defeat. So here's something I want you to begin to work with. And this is really just going to help you to kind of get into your energy. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to feel your energy, feel yourself, feel your body. One of the exercises that you can do is when you're taking, I would suggest that you take a shower. And when you're in the shower, I want you to constantly be present with feeling your body, touching your skin, yourself, and really feeling that sensory of making a connection with you and your physical body. The stone, the crystal I want you to work with is going to be the moonstone. The moonstone is one of those really, really excellent stones. It's an ancient stone because what it does is it holds sort of that hologram of the template for feminine energy.
Okay.
And so this is perfect for you. And what it does is it helps you with the evolution of yourself. It helps you with the evolution. And not only that, it has different components inside, inside your energy, inside your inner aura, to help you put those templates back, those things back into their place, almost like a puzzle. It helps you to put that. Because what the moonstone does is it provides very, very deep emotional healing, and it also encourages clear sight. It encourages you to open up your mind. It encourages you to higher level of understanding, and it helps you to eradicate or release emotional trauma.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want you to work with that. And how you can work with the moonstone once you get it is I want you to date your stone. I want you to date your crystal. I want you to date it like you would, like if you're going on a date. So I want you to hold it in your hand when you're doing meditation and visualization, all of these different things. Carry it with you in your purse, in your pocket. Sleep with it next to you in your bed. Be very mindful of your dreams and different things that are going on with you and really begin to exchange the energy. So do some work with the moonstone, you know, study it. It's a lot of amazing properties there, and especially when it comes to those different things of the reproductive health for women, excellent for that. This thing that we call menopause,
Mm-hmm. Which is just code word for the men all pause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is
right.
That is definitely one of those things to really kind of help you embody. It does a lot with repairing and rejuvenating things within your energy and bringing these things to the surface for you. So this is about you owning your feminine power and just really embracing it. But ditch competition. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Stop comparing yourself to anybody else on the planet. There is no one in the world like you, literally.
Okay. You were right on. I just felt misunderstood on I posted something on Facebook because I was feeling resentful and misunderstood. And I wrote, "Who much is given, much is required."
Right.
I know you've heard that before. And I wrote, a lot of times that statement is so, sometimes it's not fair. And then I wrote, sometimes you get misunderstood when people think you're perfect. So you can write on. Yeah.
Oh, well, beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. So there you go. You got your confirmation, and boy, did that turn around quick. So you can do that. Yeah, that's quick.
Yeah.
Look how quick spirit works for you. And definitely you want to get you a Kim deck if you don't have it and begin to work with that. Because that's the way to tune your psychic muscles because you're a very intuitive sister. And so you need to call in. The Know Your Magic deck. Yes.
Okay.
That'll really help you with that. So peace and love, and let us know how everything
yes.
goes for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Peace, sister.
Peace. Bye-bye.
That was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, yes. All right, next on the line, calling from area code 580, you are live on the remix. Who is calling? Where are you calling from? 580?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, greetings.
Hi. My brother been calling. And I've been trying to figure out, like, what he been, you know, listening to and stuff like that. It's Brandon, actually, Miss Blue.
Oh, okay. You know what? Can I stop you for just a second? And let me tell you why I'm stopping you for just a second. I want to tell you that instantly one of the things that I see all around you is really this greenish-bluish color, this greenish-bluish light that is all around you, this particular color. And whenever I see this color, I'm going to tell you that one of the things that you're able to tap into and it really is going to be helpful for you is meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation. You definitely need to meditate. And I hear it now. I hear that smoke detector battery still not changed. Tell Brandon I'm going to get him for that. But go ahead. I just had to kind of jump out there and tell that to you really, really quick, that meditation is going to be key for you at this time in your life. But go ahead.
He really did catch my interest with it, and we be talking about it really often, like about the stuff that most people don't know about, you know. So, you know, just the stuff that he be tuned into, it do catch my interest. So, and he been wanting me to try it out. So here I am, and I've been trying to catch you for like a month almost, or something like that. So here it is. I really don't know, like far as my personal life, like far as my relationship and my family and like my career, like I'm like really in a, like it's all just bundled up and I don't really know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really just like really confused about everything right now, like far as family and everything, just everything. I really don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things, and thank you so much for calling in. thank you so much for calling in and listening to your brother. The number one thing that I want you to do is you definitely have got to change the battery in your smoke detector for many different reasons. Our sacred space, the place that we live in, our house, our home, it's really truly a reflection. What happens is when we begin to start to send energy out for the people who live in the space or even the people who primarily visit the space, that energy connects with the energy inside that space, and it sends messages to you. And that message is a warning. And that warning has been coming for you guys for quite a while, telling you, beep, hey, pay attention. It's some things that are going on. It's some things that are happening here that you need to pay attention to, that you need to be alerted to, because that's what the beep is. It's a alert to let you know that things are in dismay, things are out of order. So when it comes to your work, your relationship, all of these things, this is why I say meditation. That's the number one thing that Spirit led me to when speaking to you, is that you have to put yourself in a place of stillness every single day so you can get back in touch with you. Because quite frankly, right now, you don't even know who you are anymore.
If you ain't hitting it on the nose, I don't know what it is right now.
Yeah.
It's like I have my brother, his wife, and his son here, and it's like ever since they moved in, it's been like chaos, really. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's no order. At first, I was content with how my life was going, and I was just like, my plate is just like so full that it's just about to break. Like,
yeah.
I don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, and I want you to think about this, because actually, even though your brother and his wife and child moved in, truth be told, there was chaos before then. What's happening right now is you're able to see the reflection of it, and you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You understand? You're not, you just couldn't, you're just not liking that reflection. But here's the key thing, and I want you to understand this. Your relationship with yourself determines what kind of relationship that you're going to have with others and how they treat you. So you have shown them how to treat you, because that's how you treat yourself. So first, in order for you to begin to bring things back into balance, you're going to have to bring yourself back into balance. Meditation is going to be key. And I'm going to give you a quick meditation that you can begin to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this meditation is easy. Focus. You're going to get yourself in a quiet place. Focus on your breathing. Close your eyes and focus on your breathing in and out. You're going to breathe in through your mouth and out through your nose. You're breathing in everything of goodness, of love and kindness. You're breathing that in and you're releasing out through your nose everything that you feel is negative, that's heavy to you, that you want to release. Just focus on your breathing. That's it. But you've got to do that at least 2 minutes a day. Find a quiet place so that you can get back in touch with you. The next thing, you have to bring order to yourself, and everyone and everything in that house will follow suit. You have no order, there is no order there. So that means, of course, I'm going to tell you, you need to do some feng shui. Y'all need to clean the hell up.
Yeah.
You have got to clean up, because what's happening, everything that's down on the floor, everything that's out of place is pulling your energy down. And then you have to begin to set some new standards for where you are. That means, no, you just don't let the kids eat in the living room and drop shit all over the place. No.
Right.
You have got to set some new standards for yourself. One of your dreams was to move and move into a better place. You're never going to get there with this. You're never going to get there doing this. Never. So sit down. Take some time in the morning when you get up and do what I call a thoughts and things list. Write down 5 things that you need to do that day. And then leave another column for thoughts. And while you're doing those things, write your thoughts down of what you're doing. Put the kids to bed. No children should be running around flipping and flopping 10, 11 o'clock at night. You've got to get some order in your house. But the order has to start with you. So that's why immediately meditation came up for you, because you've got to be able to get back in touch with you. And you've kind of lost that place within yourself. Eat an orange. When you get up in the morning, not drink orange juice. Find a fresh orange and take some time. Give yourself about 5 minutes to eat an orange so that you can start tasting and feeling yourself alive again. Wash your clothes. Have some more pride about yourself because you've let all of that go to hell. You just picking up shit and putting it on and walking out the door. That's not you. Don't do that. Because all of these things, you're treating people, telling people how to treat you. So the only way to stop it is that you have to begin to stop treating yourself. Forgiveness is an issue. So you have to learn how to forgive, sincerely forgive. You know? You have to sincerely learn how to forgive. Because that's what your issue is. You can't forgive. And that means that you have to begin to give forward. Your brother, his wife, and child, they're not your problem. There were problems before they came. What they've done is just really help bring it to the forefront. So thank them.
I believe that. Yeah,
thank
them.
I believe that. Yeah. So that's what you do. You get up early tomorrow morning, you say, woohoo, everybody open up the windows, we cleaning up, we going to clean up. That's what we doing.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your clothes. Take care of your body. Take care of yourself. That's first and foremost. When you're in the mirror and you're brushing your teeth, make that an experience for yourself. Not swishing around 2 seconds and running out the door. Get one of the men together and tell they ass to go get a battery for the damn smoke detector. Change that. And then open up all the blinds so the sun can come in. And get outside and experience some sun and start living again. Start living again. Meditation's going to be key. That smoke detector is key. That's key. All right? All right. Well, peace and love to you, and good to hear from you. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. When nothing goes as planned, real life alchemy, everyone, right here live in the remix. And I guess we're going to continue. Let's see where we are. Yeah, we're going to continue. This is key, you guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, next on the line, calling in from area code 909. You are live on the remix. Where are you calling from and who's calling?
Ooh, hold on. Okay. People shifting around. They're moving around. And I need to find 909. All right, 909.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. This is Sharon. I'm calling from California.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi, Esther. Hi, Mr.
Greetings, Sharon.
Greetings. I have a question. My son's father's been trying to get here from Ghana. He applied for a visa, and he was denied. And right now, I'm just trying to figure out, is he going to ever get the visa and come over here, or are we going to have to go over there? And when would be a good time for us to go over there? Because I'm a little bit worried about, I don't really plan on immunizing my son. So, you know, I'm just kind of worried about, like, you know, when would be a good time for us to go there and just that whole process.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things. And I want to talk to you first because I want to make sure that this has some good grounds to kind of stand on. You guys met here in the States, correct?
No, we met in Ghana.
You met in Ghana. Interesting.
Yeah.
Were you dating? Was he ever here?
No, he's never been here before.
And this is your son's father?
Yes.
That's your only child?
No. This is my last child. But I went out to Ghana last year for about a month. I met him the first day I got there and came back home, you know, pregnant.
Okay. All right. Well, you have other children, so maybe it's another baby daddy I think I'm picking up. Yeah, it had to have been another baby daddy. Okay, and how old are your kids?
18, 13, and 4 months.
Okay, all right. Two things. One, I don't see him coming to the States anytime soon. I don't see that. Two, when would be a good time for you to go to Ghana? This is something you guys have discussed before.
Yeah, we've been going back and forth about it.
Mm-hmm. And so you plan on going to Ghana with your youngest child and not taking your other two?
No, well, the 18-year-old doesn't want to go, and the 13-year-old, it's not really appealing to him right now.
So I'll state the question again. You plan on going to Ghana and not taking your other two children?
Yeah, just but not going to stay for like 2-3 weeks, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you plan on going for 2 or 3 weeks to visit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to go over there. And how does he actually feel about you coming?
He's been begging me to come. He wants to see the baby. He's just a little upset right now that I haven't really made any sound plans to come out there. And a little disappointed because he's not able to come out here.
Mm-hmm. He's upset that you haven't made plans to come back to Ghana?
Yeah. He says that I keep changing my plans, which I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do you feel that that's your responsibility to be able to go over there?
No, I don't feel it's my responsibility to have to take his son to him. But, I mean, I understand the situation that he can't get out here. So, I mean, I would do that for my son.
Well, you know, one of the things that I will tell you, I know traveling can sometimes be a little difficult to travel back and forth. I have a godson that's from Guyana. I have a godson from there that's from another country. And I know his parents go back and forth all the time. I mean, you yourself left and you went to go see him. So why do you think that he's having such a difficult time leaving the country?
Probably just financially, not, you know, couldn't prove his financial status. I think that's why he didn't get his didn't get the visa.
Because he doesn't have the money, right?
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. So when you go there, what are you going to do? You're going to finance the trip. You're going to pay for the hotel. You're going to do all of those things.
No, he's supposed to buy my ticket, and I'm staying with, you know.
So he can buy your ticket, but he can't buy his own ticket.
No, he couldn't get the visa. His visa wasn't approved.
Right. So why do you think his visa wasn't approved? Why do you think?
I think his visa wasn't approved because I really don't know why his visa wasn't approved.
No, but what do you think? I mean, you're very intuitive, sister. Why do you think his visa wasn't approved?
I think it was a few things. I think his age. I think he lied on his visa about his finances, you know, about having more money than he had, than he said he had. I think that some of it could be his religion. I think there's a few things.
Mm-hmm. You think his age, you said?
Yeah, because he was saying that the one thing they kept questioning him was like, well, why do you want to come to America, you know, at your age? You know, you haven't traveled, you know, what's the reason that you want to go to America?
And how old is he?
39.
I was going to say 40, so close. Okay, he's 39.
Yeah.
He's 39 years
old. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, that's right. All right, so I'll tell you, here's a couple of things. I know you say you want to go for your son and you want to go. The first time that you went over there, you went on a trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this time you're going to be going by yourself, which is completely different.
No, the first time I went by myself, but I did meet a friend up there. I did meet a friend there.
Oh, so you're used to going and meeting friends.
Yeah, I'm used to traveling by myself.
You think that's a good thing to do?
I mean, now that I've gotten a little bit older, I don't really feel it anymore. But, you know, when I used to travel by myself, I was fine with it. I never thought about it. But, I don't know. As time goes on, I guess I get a little bit scarier.
Mm-hmm.
Not as adventurous as I used to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. One of the things that I will tell you is when it comes to you traveling to go by yourself, I see that as that's a no-go. That should be a no-go for you. I think one of the things that you can work on is maybe trying to see if he can pay for your ticket to come, to see if he can come. I definitely would strongly suggest one of the things that comes up is that right now, one of the things that's being required of you is really to have a lot of acceptance and focus when it comes to your other two children.
Mm-hmm.
is that they really do need you at this particular time, and they really need your guidance, and they kind of feel as though you're not giving them. Yes, they're older, so they don't, you know, we get it. Older kids don't get as much as attention. But I would say that you encompass something that can include all of your children versus that. Maybe it can be some sort of neutral ground. Sometimes coming to America, those visas can be. But I do believe that there's some other things about this gentleman that maybe you don't know as to why he cannot leave the country. Because people leave all the time and come back and forth. Mm-hmm. So that may be something that you guys want to think about, maybe finding sort of a neutral place where you guys can meet somewhere where he has to travel and maybe you have to travel, but maybe not have to go all the way there. Because one of the things that I know he's also made it known is that he really would like to have his child.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Well, he just said he likes to see him. I don't know if he wants to. I mean, these are things I don't know, so, you know.
Yeah, but this is your baby's father, and these are questions you need to ask because, again, like you said, his religion, if you want to call it that, his cultural beliefs are very, very different than a lot of people's. And even yours on some level about how things need to be done. And so you might want to ask some questions before you go over there and take your son and have to leave without him.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because how old is the baby now?
4 months.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's 4 months. No. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And what do you see for me and his relationship?
Well, you know, the truth be told, and I'll just tell you this, you guys really, I'm not going to say you don't have a relationship because obviously you did. You had a level of a relationship that you two had together. At this point, if it's going to be all or nothing. If you want to go and stay there, I mean, if that's an option for you, but you also know a lot of other things that does come with his religious beliefs and what he believes and how he believes, you know, and some of those things can be very beautiful. I'm not here to judge. Maybe that's the life that you want to live. If it is, I would say think long and hard about it. You know, because you have other two children that you can't just abandon, you know.
Yeah.
It's not fair to them. It really isn't fair to them. And, you know, you want to make sure that you include everyone, you know. You want to include everyone. You want to include everyone. And, yes, I know that you've had a very, very trying week this week. And so I am taking it a little easy on you, but keyword, it's not a good move for you at this time. I wouldn't think about leaving this country nor taking your baby and going anywhere. You need to focus on all of your children and not just this child. And not this child's father who you met while you were on an excursion and had a child for. So you guys have a relationship, as much of a relationship as you're going to have. Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right. We are live at the Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And also Esther here with me, joining me as well, too. We're going to keep going to the phone lines because I see lots of you guys on there. Let me kind of pick it up a little bit. Yeah, it's kind of hard, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
hard, you know, but we have to, you know, really kind of take these things into consideration. I think it's beautiful to have a connection with brothers and sisters around the world, and, you know, a lot of choices and decisions that we make can impact us on many different levels. Yeah, we're going to go to the phone lines.
Yes. All right, next on the line, calling in from area code 601, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nicole. I'm from Mississippi.
Okay,
hey,
greetings, Nicole.
Greetings. How are you all tonight?
Wonderful. How are you, Nicole?
I'm doing a little better, Miss Blue. I've been doing what you told me to do. But they're not handling it right. They're not, to me, they're not handling it to the way that maybe it's going a little better. You know, you told me to tell them either do it or get out.
Yeah, I think I kind of remember that. Yes, okay.
I guess my hand is there's all kind of ways, ain't it, Miss Blue, right now.
So you told them to either do it or get out, and what happened? They didn't do it? They're not getting out?
Oh, no. They straightening that up. It's just,
okay.
It's just, you know, the kids. I was helping one of my friend's children out along with my own kids. And I don't know if he just don't get it because of, but he get it. You know, because I tell him, I say, everything I tell you, I know you may say that I'm lying to you, but I know it's true because you come back and then it's exactly what I done told you.
Well,
you
know. Here's the thing. I'm more concerned with your kids. It's good to help friend kids, but first, you know, first preservation. You know, when you're on the airplane, the first thing that they tell you is that if we lose altitude and the oxygen mask come down first, you got to put it on yourself. So before you can take care of your friend's kids, you need to take care of yours.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah.
If he don't get it, release him. That's why he has a mama. That's why he got a daddy. And let them do it. What you do is you take that energy and you invest it in your friend. And you say, hey, look, this is what I did with my child, and this worked for me. And maybe you want to try this with your child.
Yeah, I told her next month, you know, mine graduating, she's going to have to get hers anyway. You know, I told her she had to be responsible and take care of her.
Yeah, well, you know, you're really a glutton for people to kind of use and misabuse. So you got your kids in order, and something just said, oh, I got to find somebody else that's going to just drive me crazy. Ooh, I got it. I'm going to get this child and bring him in here.
Yeah, I kind of let him come in here because of step. Well, that type of relationship is not normal, and the stepmother put a gun on him. So
okay,
Guess what? Yeah.
I don't agree with the stepmother pulling the gun on him. I don't condone that 100%. But let me tell you something about this little joker. He can get up in your face and threaten you, too. So you can play with him and think he's a toy if you want. But you really
if he can get in my face and threaten me, you already know what I'm going to do to him.
Well, here's the thing.
You
want to
do that.
But listen, he's not your child.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You understand what I'm saying? You shouldn't have to want to do anything to someone else's child.
Yeah.
We saying child, but truth be told, he's a grown man.
Yeah, he's grown now. You're right, Miss Blue.
Grown man. And so one thing that my daddy always told me, you don't play with grown-ass men. You don't.
Yeah,
you understand me? Hear me clear when I say you don't play with grown-ass men.
Okay.
And so if he does not abide by the rules that you say, send his ass back to his stepmama, who will pull a gun on him if he gets up in her face and disrespect her.
Okay.
Period. Your job was to take care of yourself and your children so that you do not send yourself into a heart attack with high blood pressure and all these other ailments that were coming on you for them not getting in order. Now you've gotten them in order, and you done taken on somebody else's damn problem.
Yeah.
Let that pattern go. Let it go.
Yeah.
If you want to volunteer and help, there are other children that you can go down to the Boys and Girls Club. You can go other places, and you can help. I would say don't work with no children for you after you're done with your own that's over the age of 10.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's what you tell him. How old is he? He 10? He 11? When is his birthday? Nope, can't deal with him.
Okay.
No
yeah.
children over 10. None of them.
Okay.
So that's what I say. Because
you're not playing with
little boys. You're playing with a grown-ass man. And trust and believe, his stepmother pulled that gun for a very good reason on his ass.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you, is it going to be in it how much longer before I go over there to Africa?
You want to go to Africa, too. Where that sister at that want to take her ass? Y'all need to get on a boat together and go. It's absolutely nothing wrong with going. Hear me when I say this, because it's a beautiful experience, and I think that we all, particularly people, melanin people, we need to experience that. I think it's beautiful. But let me tell you what I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of runners. I'm not a fan of people who want to run, who want to jump their ass up and go run somewhere else and just think because they leave that they're going to leave all of their problems. Well, here's an FYI. Wherever you go, you take your shit with you.
Yeah, I understand that.
And
I just wanted to know, Susan, am I making the right decision? I'm at that point to where I tell them to.
Go ahead.
So am I making the right decision by going, or do I need to just maybe visit one of my friends over there and not go ahead and just leave it alone? That's what I want to know, because the relationship, the communication is getting kind of foggy a little, and I don't want to just drop him at a hat because I can. You know, I can walk away from it if I know exactly what's going on. Do I trust him like he want me to do, and me and him work this out, or just leave him alone? That's the point I'm at.
Well, here's the thing. If you have to ask, you already know, one. But here's the other thing that I want you to also understand about this. If you could have already left, your ass would have been gone. So
I don't want you
to stay in a delusionary state with that either. So the truth is, you can keep working on it, working on it, working on it, working on it, and it may happen 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in a rush.
No, not in a rush.
You're not in a rush, and there's not going to be a rush to happen because it would have already happened for you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It's already happened for you. It would have already happened for you.
So this is a bad relationship, Brandon.
You said what now?
Is it bad? It's a bad relationship.
Well, here's the truth be told, too. It's not for me to say it's a bad or good relationship. This has really helped keep you sane. This what you call a relationship, has kept you sane through all of your chaos and things that you've been going through.
Yeah, true. Yeah. He has changed the way that I kind of handle saying things to people. And, I did work on that a little,
So I'm not telling you to give it up, but what I'm also saying is that you don't need to, don't fool yourself into believing. I know you just want to run away from everybody that is there where you live at and just get away from them all. But
you would
go all the way over there and be on a completely different continent worrying about what the hell is going on back here. That's the truth.
Yeah.
You would spend all of your money calling, trying to figure out what is going on here.
Yeah.
you know. So this is about you taking this time while you have it to heal yourself, work on yourself, stop fooling with friends, aunties, cousins, grandbabies, children. If they're not under 10, you don't want to deal with them.
Okay.
Because those are grown people. So you finally work to get your grown people to get their minds right, and you go scoop up somebody else's damn problem.
Yeah, that's true.
That's somebody else's damn problem.
Yeah. That's right.
And it would be fine if it was working well for you, but hell, it ain't. It ain't working for you. Deal with the little children, the babies. Leave them grown-ass crusty men alone.
All right. Okay.
Leave their ass alone. They'll be fine. You have
okay.
your children, your sons to raise. That's where your concern goes.
Yeah.
Your friend's son, the next time he tell you he don't get it or he want to get a little jazzy, send his ass a packing back over there where his stepmother can pull a gun out on him.
Okay.
You know, and at least give her the sense to recognize what was standing before her.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because even my own, he tried that, and it really irritates me, and I really don't want to get to that extent of putting my hands on him, but I'm about to.
No, you ain't got to do that. These are grown men you're talking about. These aren't children. So this is what I'm telling you. That's why you tell them you either do or you get the hell out because you've grown.
All right.
That's it.
Okay.
And if they ain't under 10, don't even look at them.
All right.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love to you, Ms. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, God. Get rid of somebody else. Get rid of your problems. Bring somebody else's problems. Can't do that. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. And we're all over the place on this board here, but we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from Erica 704. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Ooh, I guess it would help if I brought you on the line. 704.
Hello. Greetings, Ms. Blue. This is Trey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm just calling basically to get a reading on where I'm at right now in my life. I'm pretty much in a transition, moved to a new area, as well as looking for a new job and career finances, I guess, is my question around how that's looking for me.
Well, two things. One, I will tell you this. I've seen a little butterfly, so definitely, yes, you're in that form of transforming. And so that's some beautiful energy to work with. And you kind of stepped out on the mystery, and you did it kind of in probably a way most people wouldn't do it, which isn't a bad thing. It just is different. You kind of moved, got a new place, and now you need a job. So now you need a job. Two things.
Yes.
I want you to think about the butterfly. One of the things when it comes to a butterfly, and we'll use this analogy because this is a really good one, a butterfly literally transforms. All of the cells, all of the DNA that's in a butterfly, before it is the butterfly, when it is the caterpillar, it is completely different. And here's where your struggle is at this particular time. You're trying to go back to being the old you when you can't go back there.
Okay.
You cannot. That's not even available to you anymore. And so a part of you sort of kind of did this very, very courageous thing and moved and seen things. And, of course, different things have happened. But there's still a part of you that kind of wants to jump back into the old you.
Yes.
You understand when it comes to work and when it comes to these things, that's not going to work. You can't go back there. That door has officially
been sealed shut and closed.
Okay.
So what does that mean for you going forward in the future? That means that you have to begin to sort of re-get to know who you are for real. Because if you jump back in to the old you and go back into the same job, the same kind of environment, then guess what that is called? Self-destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's impossible. It's like trying to put on too tight panties. And any sister who ever had panties that are too small, you know what that feels like after an hour. It's not a comfortable feeling. I have too tight panties on.
Exactly.
Very uncomfortable. I don't care how nice you're dressed. I don't care how tight your pumps are or what your clothes look like. Too tight panties is not a good look. And so what it's going to require is for you to really get in a position where you can begin to get to know yourself in a completely different way. A completely different way from everything, even when it comes to the work that you're looking for and how you want to do it. Because it's kind of like I said, a part of you wants to do the same thing. But mm-hmm. you want to do it in a different place, it's not going to work. And this is why you're having kind of difficulty maneuvering in that field. So you need to begin to start thinking about what's really calling you from your heart, where that passion is coming from. You're truly in what we're talking about tonight, and that's really kind of walking in the mystery. That's where you are.
Okay.
A good thing is you didn't take a vow of poverty. Not in this lifetime. You'll be all right. It's going to be, you know, kind of like some ups and downs and some challenges, but everything is going to work out beautiful. It really is. You have to trust that as you trust your move. Because for you right now, this is all the energy about growth. It's about that inner journey, and it's about you learning. Yeah.
Okay, is there a particular field that you see me in rather than the old field?
No, I don't, because what I see you in is that you are trying to go back to your old field, and that's not working. That's not going to work. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah. So spend some time with yourself. You wouldn't even want me to spoil that for you. Too much of what's been done right now has been what other people have told you. And so now that you've taken this step to make this move, allow yourself the full experience of owning it and loving it. Take some time while you're off. This is a great time to meditate, to begin to journal, to figure out how you feel when you wake up in the morning. You know, taking time to really maybe go for walks and kind of look around and see what you see and really be present.
Okay.
And that's
pretty much
from your
going
top
within and seeing.
Say it again.
It's pretty much going within and seeing where I really want to be.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't just say it so lightly as pretty much, because that's been very difficult for you to do.
Okay, yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I do. It has
that's not a light statement. This is something that's going to be life-changing for you, very life-changing for you. You are truly in the mystery. You are truly in the mystery, and that's a beautiful place to be. It could be a little dark at times. And it is, because you can't see what's coming. And so now you have to go with what you know for sure. And that can only come from within. So tonight's a great night to sit down and write down some of your wishes and some of your dreams and put them down, especially while the moon is so full. And
and so full of life, and connect with some of this lunar energy, some of this moon energy that's out there. Because you're just like a tree, you know. If you've ever seen someone plant a tree, one of the things that you have to work on is to get the tree roots to go deep down in the ground so it can be solid. And that's what you're doing right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Because I recently did a vision board, so I guess, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that pretty much helped a lot as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good for what they're worth, I would say that. But there's nothing like the power of putting pen to paper and writing something out and begin to work with it. In 24 days, some amazing things will start to open up for you if you're able to receive it. So definitely I want you to come back and let us know how that journey has been for you.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much. Have a good
evening.
All
right, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so next we're going to go to Tori. Tori currently is, I think, calling in from Skype. Greetings. Okay, guess can't hear her. All right.
Okay, so next on the line is area code 404. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, greetings, peace, and blessings. Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Who's on the line?
My name is Tammy, and I'm calling from Decatur, Georgia.
Okay, Tammy.
Hi. I called in about a month ago, and I got a mini reading from Brother Bilal and you.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you saw the Caduceus. Would you explain to me that it was like a medical sign?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a chance to ask you what did that mean.
Wow, I don't even remember. Of course,
I know.
But hold on, this is a good opportunity for us to talk about alchemy here. One of the things I do want to let you guys know, Brother Bilal will be coming on Sunday night, and another amazing share. So this was a good time to definitely bring that up. So Sunday night, Brother Bilal will be coming back on. And so it's been a whole month. You must have not been too curious because you have not emailed me, not that I know of, or tried to reach out to figure out what it meant.
Well, yeah, I've been very curious, Miss Blue. This is all very new to me. It's
mm-hmm.
very contrary to my bringing up, but for some reason, my spirit is just like it's drawn to spirit and wanting to know what I'm capable of as far as energy wise, and I don't know. It's new to me, and I don't know what this energy thing is about, but my spirit is very, I guess I say, I'm very drawn to it. I'm very curious. I want to know what
mm-hmm.
I'm capable, what my powers are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, two things. The first thing I want to tell you is, you know, welcome. I'm glad that, you know, the remix could help you in that process of really just basically getting to know you, which is really... Say it again?
I say, oh, I love the remix.
Well, that's beautiful. That really is a beautiful thing. Two things. One of the things I want to tell you is that here's how alchemy works, and I'll explain this process to alchemy here. And you said you were really intrigued by that word caduceus.
Yeah.
All you had to do was Google it. Caduceus.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you why I say that. Because one of the things that you don't want to do is you don't want to be sitting somewhere waiting.
You understand? Yeah. This is what so much of what a lot of people who are breaking out of these very, very indoctrinated systems do. They sit and wait. So you're telling me for 30 days, you kept saying, God, I wonder what that she meant by caduceus. You didn't email me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't email me. You didn't call in on another show.
No.
You didn't do any of those things. So when you say curious, I have my own definition of that. But understand what it is you're truly curious about. You understand? Because it can't be caduceus because you'd have been figured it out. You're intelligent, sister. You would have Googled it. What is a caduceus? Hell, right. By now you would have been able to give a dissertation on it, calling back in.
You're right.
You know? So I don't want you to get caught in the fantastic, and that's easy to do. When it comes to you wanting to know more about spirit and your spirit, you are a spirit in a human body.
Right.
So it's definitely not anything outside of the norm connecting with spirit, your own spirit, first of all, because that's really what this work is. Everything that I do is about inner magic. That's magic which is within you, which is living life with a purpose. Magic. Now, of course, we deal with all of the different ancient sciences, and one of them being sort of the oracle readings and, you know, being able to read energy, mediumship, talking to the dead. Yes, I talk to the dead all the time, and they talk back. And it's not something that is just exclusive to me. Everybody here on the remix, we all talk to the dead. So what we do.
And I do too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and if you want to call that special powers, then hell, it's about 2 million of us with special powers. Because over here, nobody's special. We tend to leave that equation outside the door. But I get where you're coming from. And so I welcome you here. And so here's what I want you to do. I'll give you a real remix Miss Blue experience. I want you to go study the caduceus and then come back and tell us how curious you really are about the caduceus.
Okay.
How does that sound?
I mean, that's fair. I mean, it sounds like what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Because you're going to see what it meant when I told you and your connection. Obviously, you have one because you haven't forgot it. You understand? If it was something that was not connected to you, hell, you'd have forgot it. But that plagued your mind. And when you go study the caduceus, you're going to realize that the shit has been around you this whole time.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yep, yep.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to do that like now. And
all
I have one more other question, Ms. Blue, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream, I'd say about close to 10 years ago. And it's something else that I've never forgotten, but I never, because I don't know, I just don't know who to talk to about it. And I just don't know who can tell me, you know, anything about it. But I had a dream that I was in my yard, and it was very clear I was in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And in my yard is like, if there's like a, sort of like a hill, an
mm-hmm.
incline, and at the top of the hill I saw a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the lion, I laid down because I got very, you know, scared. And when I laid down, the lion came to me and hovered over me and was speaking, and I mean, I guess lion, you know, and he was giving me a message, but it wasn't in our language. It was in, you know, like a roaring language, but he didn't harm me, and
mm-hmm.
it did what it did, it said what it said in its language, and it left. And for, I'm telling you, for the 10 years, like I said, I don't know who to talk to about it. I've always had the thought, what did that mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. What it was something, and for it to be on my heart for so long, I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot has happened in my life since then, but I just don't know how to put it together, how to connect it with whatever's been going on in my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's a couple of things that I will tell you. That the yard, I want you to think about your yard. And basically, there's many different levels of when it comes to understanding your dreams and different things that happen. Your dreams and many things that happen, but in understanding dreams, and this is something I work with all the time, is that there are many different levels of the dream. The first level of the dream is that everything and everyone is you. Everything, from the grass to the trees to the mountains to the hills to all kinds of things, all of this is you. I don't care if your mama show up in your dream, your daddy show up in your dream. Everything and everyone is you in the dream, first level. The second thing that I want to, and I'll just kind of make this really, really quick, is I want you to begin to think about your yard. Your yard itself was symbolic about your state of mind. So what the lion was bringing to your attention is your mindset, how your mind is, how you think, your thinking patterns, to bring that to you. Of course, we can start to look at the symbolic of the lion, and this is even without sort of kind of taking it on a metaphysical or the occult side, is that this represents courage, this has a lot to do with strength, all of these different things. But here's one of the other things that I want you to begin to think about. With the lion. The lion was sort of giving you this hug and embracing you and telling you, because at that particular time in your life, one of the things that you needed most was self-respect.
Yes.
And that's what the lion was telling you, is that you can get that self-respect. And so this is about your thinking, how you think about things, how things are impacting you. Because what is happening, like I'm in your energy, and one of the things I feel that's constantly racing with you is your adrenals. You're constantly in the fight or flight mode. And so it takes you a while to kind of wind yourself down at the end of the night. So you need to do other things. Like maybe take nice baths and put on some candles and some music and, you know, things to kind of wind yourself down and start getting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
No. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, you said the first time you said, and I guess it goes together. You said that when you got into my energy the first time I called, you said that you felt really tight.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm kind of reading you from a distance tonight. I definitely will tell you it looks like you've loosened up some there.
Yeah.
So I see some of the energy has loosened up, but that's really what the lion is coming for. The lion is telling you about you need to gain more self-respect, you know, to get that, to get yourself in that position where you know that you can have respect for yourself, you know, and stand solid on what you know and not have all of these negative thoughts racing through your mind.
Okay. I mean, that sounds right on it, Ms. Blue. And that's a lot what I've been struggling with for years. And you're absolutely right. I am a whole lot looser than I was when I called you. When I called in, no, third, I am, and I thank you for tonight, and I really thank you for what you do. I love what you do, and
like I said, I love the remix.
I do. I think you do a great work. I'm new to all of this, and a lot of it I don't understand. A lot of it and I must admit, a lot of it I'm afraid to embrace because of my upbringing. But my mind is still open,
and that's all that's required. That is absolutely all that is required. There's absolutely nothing to fear. One of the things that I would really encourage you to do is just to, one day when you have some time, just go look at all of the archive shows and the remix and just pick one. Just say, the title may grab you or this may grab you, and listen to it and start to go from there, wherever your spirit naturally takes you. You can even start with the Caduceus and look that up.
Okay, you know, that's exactly what I do now. I work overnight, and I work overnight, and so I don't have to deal with public or, you know, customer service or whatever. And I log on to the remix, and I go on and I pick out, and it's like I'm drawn to the remix, and I pick a title. And it's always a title that I need to listen to, and I'm not gonna hold you, but I just thank you for the remix, and it really helps me a whole lot, and I'm learning a lot, and I'm feeling a whole lot better for me, for myself, and I have a lot more confidence in myself, and I'm just learning a whole lot.
Well, beautiful. And thank you so much for calling me. Oh, don't cry, because then you're going
to
make me cry. And then Esther's going to cry.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
Oh, peace and love to you. Come back and let us know how it's going. And email me sometime. I'd love to hear from you. So peace and love.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful. Bye. Aw, that's so beautiful. She's a nice newbie. I see you guys all saying, you better get me. We're going to go back to Tori real quick. Peace and greetings, Tori. Tori. I don't know what you got going on.
Tori, you better unmute yourself.
You sure better, Tori. Tori? All right, Tori, we'll come back to you. Tori. I don't know what you got going on over there. We're going to go to the next caller here.
All right, calling in from area code 828. Welcome to the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hickory, North Carolina.
All right,
greetings.
Who's on the line?
Hickory.
Brother McKimmett.
Okay,
let me write. Okay, go ahead. You said what now? What's your name?
Brother Sakemet from Hickory, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Greetings to you, Brother Sakemet.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Greetings to you too, Miss Blue. I'm nervous. I apologize, but okay.
Don't be nervous.
It's like I'm going through a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I need some help. It's something going on. I don't know if it's the ancestors or what, but it's like I'm going through a trial of going backwards in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see how that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah, help me, please.
Well, here's the thing. I don't really see this as a bad thing, but tell me what you feel. Because here's a couple of things, and what I did is I have a Kim deck, and everything that I pull for you has to do with love. Love begins, card number 3 came up, the throat chakra, card number 42. The heart chakra came up, card number 41. And then Ma Wu nurturing, card number 19.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, love is definitely in the air. here's where I see the issue. The issue is not necessarily that you feel like you're going backwards, and I hear you when you say that, but I also see more than one person in the picture, and this is where the problem is coming in.
Okay.
What does okay mean?
Okay. All right, for example, I'm staying with my daughter's mother, okay?
Mm-hmm. But you're in love with somebody else.
Yeah, but she had a child by one of my cousins, right? So I was, you know, I'm a Moor, so I was doing all this beautiful paperwork on my property and all that stuff, so it didn't work out. So I end up being homeless. So when I called her, I asked her, could I come and stay with her mother? Her mother said, yeah, sure. So, you know, I was homeless. I wasn't working at the time. So she was going through her situation with her youngest daughter's father, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the ancestors placed me over here to, I don't know, to, like, take a little burden off her and her situation because, like, I slept on her mom's couch for, like, 2 months, and they stayed in the same neighborhood. So her and him got into a little argument or whatever, and they got locked up or whatever for a couple hours, and they split up. Okay, so like a couple months after that, I end up moving in to help her out with the bills, and plus, you know, giving me quiet time with my daughter because she's 5.
Yes, right.
But, you know, my stepson, which I don't even call my stepson, I've been in his life since he was 8 months old, so he's 13 now, you know. So I get quiet time with both of them, but see, when I'm dealing with the baby girl, it's totally opposite. There's no love there. You know, I can tell she has an old spirit inside her, and she's just 3. And it's like she just be coming at me. You know, my father say, I don't have to listen to you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this is my cousin, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do with that situation, okay? But my past relationship, I was with a lady, and we was going to get married and all that. So she left me for another guy, got pregnant, and she's married to him now, okay? She been emailing me back and forth saying this guy is like a sheep in wolf clothing, you know, that type of stuff. You know? So, but when we was together, it was perfect. You know what I mean? It was like I could talk with her, I could vent with her, but I can't do that with my child's mother. You see what I'm saying? So that's the problem. You know, so that's why I said I feel like I'm going backwards. But when I try to go forward, it seems like I'm not attracted. You know, I'm not attracting the women that I want to attract before I can have growth. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm being drained, but I'm just like, okay, when I wake up, I see my baby. You know, I'm happy to see my baby.
Right, right.
I know this is not going to last. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. People in the chat room talking about why is he whispering? Y'all don't know why he whispering? Are y'all not listening?
So,
you know
what I mean? It's like spiritually, I'm drained, and it's like. Help me.
Go ahead. I mean, by all means. They so stupid in the chat room.
Oh, I know. I see what they're saying, but, you know.
They're silly. Yeah, they're
real
silly. But this is really serious. Yeah, you're definitely a brother that likes to spread love.
Well, that's not the case. I mean, if that was the case.
Well, you know, no. Okay, y'all, stop. Let me get serious. Okay, so here's a couple of things that's happening right now. Wow. Oof. You've definitely, you know, over the course of, I'm really going to say over the last 3 years, have definitely been on this ride here to go through a lot of different things. And I don't even think the impact of what has happened to you has even been able to set in because of so much. But it is an opportunity for growth for you to go. You're really not moving backwards, but you are being put in a position so that you can really truly see things a little clearer and a little different than when you were. And what do I mean by that? Because now that you're with your baby's mother, and hold on a second, because, okay, so your baby girl is the baby by your cousin?
No. My daughter is 5, okay? So
mm-hmm.
we split up. She got with my cousin, but she didn't know her cousin. So she had a baby.
Wait a minute.
You see what I'm saying?
You said, wait a minute, you live in Hickory, North Carolina.
Correct.
She knew that was your cousin. Stop playing. Stop it.
Nah, she didn't know. I didn't even know until my father told me, you know. But it was too late then because I was engaged. You see what I'm saying? But it's funny. That's why I said I'm going backwards, but I don't feel like I'm going backwards.
Well, hold on. Stop for a second.
Okay.
Okay, so you didn't know that this was your cousin.
Right.
Okay. So when you two split up, she got with your cousin, got pregnant, and had a baby.
Right.
How old is that child?
3.
Okay. That's where I'm getting that. Okay. All right. So, well, actually, she was kind of with you and the cousin.
Yeah.
That's another story. We don't have enough time tonight to talk about that. We don't have enough time to talk about that. Oh, gosh. Hopefully you guys did a DNA so you can really find out who the baby daddy.
Silly. Believe me. That's not mine.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now, I'm just saying. All right. Okay, so you're saying that what is really bothering you is that the 3-year-old is telling you, I ain't got to listen to you because my daddy say, I ain't got to listen to you, and that's your cousin.
Nah, that's not bothering me. What's bothering me is why am I here? What's my purpose of being here?
Oh, okay. I got
you. See what I'm saying?
Your purpose, yes. Yes,
okay.
Beautiful. And I'm glad you took us where we were going. The reason you're there is because of some decisions you made that didn't go so well.
Okay.
Bottom line, I know that. You know what? Y'all better stop PMing me stuff. Let me get serious. The bottom line of why you're there is because you made some decisions that didn't go so well for you. And one of the things that you do is you're what I call a jumper.
Okay.
You're a jumper. And that means when the situation get a little tight for you, you jump and you go somewhere else.
Okay. I'm listening.
Yeah. So you have that kind of energy that you will jump. You will go. You will go do it. This is not a negative energy. But this is an energy that you have. You will jump. You're a jumper. So somebody say, hey, man, I dare you. You say, yeah, don't dare me because I'll jump. You'll jump. You'll go do it. And that energy has put you in a place where you have to do a couple of things. One, a whole lot of self-reflection on yourself. Two, when you got so many soul relationships going on here. Let me just go ahead and break this down from another level because it's not going to make sense in our reality here. But let me go ahead and break this down to you on another level. And one of those things is in a past life, you were actually in what would have been considered some part of Spain, ancient Spain. And in that particular past life, your ex-fiance who married somebody else you used to be married to her in a past life.
Okay.
In that particular past life, it was a very loving relationship at the start. And then what eventually happened is because of you guys' family bloodline, that got torn apart. So I'm curious to know how much of a family role played with you guys in your relationship, and maybe family members telling her certain things on her side that really caused her to move further and further away from you.
Right. Basically, her aunt was telling her about me being a Virgo and her being a Sagittarius, we wouldn't make it because mm-hmm. she'd been with a Virgo before. So.
Well, yeah. Well, it's still family. So that right. that was kind of, that's kind of y'all history, that you will have family members and other people coming into play, and that relationship went out. Now, even in that particular part, one of the reasons that I will tell you that you're even a Moor now, or what attracted you to getting into the Moor science, is because you were already a Moor.
Okay.
So this is you sort of kind of reincarnating and going through this system again to wake up that energy within you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the other thing that the current situation that you've been in before, you guys have not been married before in a past life, but you have been brother and sister before in a past life. And even when you guys were in a relationship, you kind of had that brother-sister relationship at times.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Madonna.
Yeah. So this is a lot of your past lives are coming online for you. And here's what I want you to know. I want you to kind of really kind of sit with this energy for a minute and be balanced. I know there was times that you felt like you were losing it. And a reason for that is because all of your past lives were coming crashing in on you at one time.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah,
exactly right.
So that's why I said I need to explain this to you so you can understand it here. So, you know, consider this me in your Akashic Records kind of telling you about this energy. Here's what you came back to experience. You're definitely came back to experience love. There's no doubt about that. One of the things that you came back to experience is to experience love in a very, very profound way. Because here is your number one fear, and I have identified, like, there's about 13 different things that I've found in the record that are past life fears that you are experiencing. And your number two of your, you have two of them that are coming into play for you at this time. And your two things of your past life fears, one is the fear of intimacy. Because even though you got all this love and these babies and these women, you have a true fear of true intimacy. You have a fear of that. And the other fear that you have is the fear of failure. And both of these are sort of exploding for you at this time.
Woo! Yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, yeah, both of these are exploding for you. And this is a good time for people, for those of you, to understand about how the records work in past lives. And it's just a good point for me to document this here. And to let you guys know, the reason I go into the records primarily is to help you overcome some of those things that you're struggling for in this particular past life. We've had hundreds or thousands of them. It does mean no good to go in your records and tell you when you were great and you were wonderful and just kind of sit you with that. If you have things here that are tugging on you and you cannot understand where this energy is coming from. But one of your past life fears for you, when it comes to that fear of intimacy, of what happened is, in this particular past life, you were actually, in one of them, you was a woman. and you could not have children. And so even though we reincarnate as men and women, men, women, in some cases, some people, animals, very few, we won't go there. But for you, what was critical in this past life where you were actually a woman, and you were actually a woman, which looks like, and it's funny because you stayed kind of in this region, somewhere in the Middle East, it looks like, it appears. Pretty early past life looked like somewhere maybe around the 9th or 10th century. You could not have children. And even in this life, that's something you've carried with you for a while. You didn't think you could have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
Yeah, you thought you could not. So that fear of that intimacy is a big thing that you have with you. So you're very comfortable about who you are when you're connecting with people, but it really takes you a long time to really kind of open up and really just kind of give yourself completely when it comes to being intimate and getting into just having that groove flow naturally for you. Certain things have to be a certain way in order for you to really release your heart into the intimacy.
So can I ask you a question?
You can.
Am I like, for example, my spirit tells me when to check my email. When I check my email, she's in that email. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, it drives me crazy because it doesn't matter what she did or what happened.
Yeah.
It's like, I forgive her for all that. You see what I'm saying? It's like, we can get together and not skip a beat. You know what I'm saying? Although she has a child with somebody else, I would take on that child like it was mine and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't even throw it up in her face. And that's the problem that I'm having now with my mate now, because she's always throwing up the past, and I'm not throwing this stuff up in her face because I'm like, I don't care, you know? I need to know, am I going to be able to overcome this? Am I going to ever be able to get past my ex? And where would I be financially? Because I wanted to start a trucking company. That's my dream. Okay.
Right.
But since I've been in this rut, I kind of like shut down and been antisocial. Right now, I always suffered from anxiety from a child because my mom and dad always fought. You know what I'm saying? I got real bad nerves, and I want to know if I start meditating and really, you know, focusing, because I really have a problem focusing right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
well,
I just want to know, am I going to be a better me? You know?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that I can tell you that I've seen instantly from things being revealed in the records, it brings about instant healing, and it brings about instant transformation. I want to bring something to your mind here, and this has something to do with the sexual encounter about you almost being raped.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes.
Yeah. That's where your anxiety is coming from. So I bring that up to you because I want you to be able to see that these things, I don't want you to take that just because of the situation that you're in, this is what's bringing this up. This is about old past wounds that have not healed. Some of them are coming from a past life. You're having right now what I would call an explosion.
Okay.
Because a lot of your past lives are trying to come online for you. Two things I want you to do. One, there is a Bach remedy, and it's spelled B-A-C-H. You may be familiar with the Bach remedy. And
no,
this
I'm
particular, it's called Bach, B-A-C-H.
B-A-C-H?
Yeah, B-A-C-H, Bach remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Rescue Remedy. Rescue Remedy. If you can, I want you to get the palettes Now, let me tell you why this particular Bach remedy is something that's very profound that you can begin to use. This Bach remedy works really well. It is the same formula that was given to Marvin Gaye's family and some of his family members, to his mother and some of his family members, I've been told, when they found out that his father killed Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. It takes the body out of shock. And right now, you're in shock because you have all of this energy trying to come online, and it will enhance your psychic abilities because your kundalini energy is flowing. It's moving very fast. This is how come you could say, oh, check out, she sent you an email. You check your email, and bam, it's there. So all of these things, your spidey senses, as I call it, is being brought online. So you want to go get you some of the Bach remedy. It'll tell you how to take it, get the palate so you can just suck on them like lozenges. And it's really going to bring the body in a state of coming out of shock. Because really, things that happened almost 6 months ago, your body is just getting hit with it. That's why I say you don't even realize what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening to you right now. And so right now you're just going through the motions. You're moving. And then the next thing that I want you to do is I want you to get you a rose quartz crystal, and I want you to begin to work with that rose quartz crystal. Take it with you into meditation. Put it in your pocket. Carry it with you. Because what that's going to do is it's going to help you release the trauma associated with intimacy, love, and relationship, and raise that frequency to unconditional love. So one, you can have it for yourself, and then you can begin to have it also for others. When it comes to you getting yourself out of this situation, I do see you working your way and getting eventually out of this situation. I'm going to say it feels like 19 months. Give or take. That can happen sooner, faster, longer. It depends on you. There's a couple of lessons that definitely have to be learned. And a lot of these things that I've brought to the forefront, hopefully you'll go back and download this show and just kind of allow that to come in. Because I can even hear the little flames kind of flickering in your heart and in your head as we're talking about some of these past life things and why certain things are going the way that it is. Do I see you eventually getting the trucking company and moving yourself on? Yes, that is definitely a path that is going to be available and open to you. But what you have to do now, because this has also been one of the things that is difficult for you to do because of the fear of failure, you're going to have to be able to communicate your truth. Your failure is based upon you not communicating truth.
Okay.
You understand? You could have avoided a lot of situations, a lot of lessons that you're basically getting yourself to the point where you're tired of relearning lessons. And
right.
So a big part of your work that you came back to the planet to do, it is to experience unconditional love. So you're getting that. You're getting challenged with it from the child being from your cousin, from the woman that you love, also having a baby by somebody else, and now possibly you being in the situation where you have to raise these children and really be that masculine figure in their lives. Now, I won't spoil it all for you, but I could tell you about some of the things that you did in the past life that this is why you're experiencing this. And it's not about a judgment of good or bad. There's no such thing as that. As our soul sees our lives as one. It doesn't separate it. It doesn't say, oh, over here you were doing this and over here you were. It doesn't do that. It sees it all as one continuous cycle. In fact, one of the things that one of my spirit guides told me is that the reason we kind of agreed to come back here on Earth is because life on other planes is like 24 years to 1 year there. So 1 year there is 24 years here. So who wouldn't agree to come back here for 4 years? 4 years ain't nothing.
Right.
You understand, but 25, that's almost 100 years in one life. That's a long damn time to us. being here in this physical plane, but it is not necessarily that when we start to think about it from other realities and other planes. So know that what's going on for you right now is you got a lot of past life things coming online for you at this particular time. I want you, if you get a chance, email me. I'll tell you some rituals, some things that you can do so you can allow these lives to all come back online for you at this time. But ultimately, your work that you're going to be doing is going to be working, believe it or not, with children.
Mm. I always knew that.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
It's going to be where I know you would have to know it if I know it.
you know, I always been scared, you know. Like I said, you know, I mean, I always wanted to be a football, basketball coach or, you know what I'm saying, a motivator or something because I love kids, you know.
Yes,
I
love you.
Yes,
love
I mean,
you.
I can just get along with them just like that, you know. But am I ever going to get married? Am I ever going to have...
Oh, yes, that's going to be available for you if that is what you want. That is. A couple of things that you're going to work through, a couple of issues, and you're in this place right now where you get to work through this, the intimacy issues, you know, really kind of release that from yourself. And then the other thing is just to be able to communicate your truth and say what you truly want and you love within your heart without fear of judgment, without all of those things, and then just to be able to stand solid on those decisions that you make as you continue to move yourself forward. So, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much. So much. You know, I've been overwhelmed for a long time, and I just couldn't figure it out. I mean, I just really couldn't. And it's like everybody in my family done turned their back on me ever since I claimed, you know, I'm a Moor. It's like nobody don't want to deal with me. I be on Facebook.
Yeah.
None of my family members want to talk to me. Cause they
you got to go over to the Remix family page. We'll talk
you know,
to you over there.
I might have to do something.
Over to the Remix radio page or the Remix family page and, you know, trust me, the Remix family will talk to you and, you know, love on you a little because you need some love and just kind of get yourself back in order. But you'll see those things, like I said, start to open up. And really, even over the course of the next 9 days, you'll see some shifts in some things that are happening for you. That'll begin to open up and show you that hope. Just remember what I said about communicating your truth and, you know, really working on that. Get that Bach remedy, that rescue remedy.
Yeah,
that's going to help you. Mm-hmm.
Right. Can you put that in the chat for me if I can spell that right? Do you know what where I can get that from?
You can get it if you have a Whole Foods near you or GNC near you. Any of those places will sell the Bach Rescue Remedy. Mm-hmm.
And how long do I need to take that?
I would say take it for about 4 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, you know, you'll be able to take a look at trust your own energy with it. You're going to see how you start to feel. After taking it for those 4 days.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So much. You just don't...
All right.
I know you know now, but
yes, I know.
Where can I get your email?
Email question QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com is where you can email me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, blue@gmail.com. Okay.
Question4blue@gmail.com.
Okay. Question4blue.
There you go. All right.
And thank you so much. And oh man, I'm about to call in Sunday. I'm just listen though.
you can call in. It's up to you. It is. Brother Bilal will be here, and I'm sure that we usually get a chance to do readings together, so that's always cool too. So, yeah.
And I appreciate the love and the time, and thank y'all so much for listening to me about my little trials and tribulations that I'm going through. But I really appreciate it, and peace and love and light to everybody.
And
y'all have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Peace and love. Peace and love. Aw. All right, you guys. Esther, you still with us?
I am surely still with us, yes.
Oh, my goodness. It is so many of y'all on the phone line. Mm-hmm. For real? Seriously?
Mm-hmm. 22 minutes left.
Oh, gosh. Where is Umar? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. This is a Skype call calling in. Usely, Ewesly.
Hello.
Live. Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Peace, y'all. This is Afia from Arkansas.
Oh, hey,
you know
Afia.
What?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know what? I love y'all. Hey, Remix Cam. Make it quick. I know people are trying to get on. I'm at a great place in life. Alchemy, wow. So much going on.
Okay.
I just want to know, all right, we've had readings and things, and with my love life, you know, I was taking myself back and forth with a friend guy, you know, and
I haven't heard that word in a long time, a friend guy, what's a friend guy?
Well, that's what that is.
A friend guy. I have not heard that word in eons.
You know,
a friend guy.
Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, but I'm having breakthroughs, and I've done a lot of self-work. I want more to come on releasing fear. You know, you're talking about alchemy and being in the mystery. I think I've stepped into that. I got so many great things going on with from event planning to music, you know, just coming into myself and just going, mm-hmm. you know. But I'm in a point where, you know, I like my child's father, you know. That's a good mm-hmm. thing, isn't it?
It can be. It can be.
Yes. And I don't know, I guess, I don't even know what to ask. I know you can't tell me what to do on it, I guess. I'm reasoning and seeing a time of letting go, transformation on a lot of issues, you know, wisdom moving slow. And I don't really know why I'm drawn to him like that, though. I mean, because, you know, me being a runner and a jumper myself, I've been a scratch everything once I got to, you know, got past, woke up. I scratch everything and start over, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
so this is new for me, and I think it's a time of discipline, and you know, and so,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just whatever you feel from that. I know you can't tell me what to do. I'm just kind of sick.
Well, I mean, I think you just told us what you want to do.
Scratch everything. And
roll. Think again. You said what?
Matt, what'd you say? You scratch everything?
I said, yeah. Do you have us on speaker?
No, we're on Skype. I don't have you on speaker, though.
Okay. It sounds a little muffled. Okay. I said, you just told us what you wanted to do. You said hold fast and all this great thing, but you like them. And, well, you know, why like it when you can love it? Well, we know why you won't love it, and we know why you like it, and you don't love it. You know, so I always say, why like it when you can love it? Here's the thing, though, you know, eventually if you play with the puppy, it's going to lick you in the face.
And so what I will say to you, if you don't want to be there rocking another little baby, then you might want to get a new story.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's what I have to say.
You don't put one in me, too. I don't. Oh, my God. Well, that would confuse me then, Miss Blue.
Well, I just know you wanted me to get right to the point. So that's the point. You know, hey, if that's what you want to do, go for it. If not, just know that you might be over there rocking another little baby.
Wow. Well, that's more than what I called in for, Miss Blue. Hi, Esther.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Don't say I didn't tell you.
That passed my friend guy all the way up. That knocked him all the way somewhere else. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I love you. Thank you.
Love you too.
Love you too, Afia.
Well, she wanted to know. So hey,
she did ask.
Spirit mm-hmm. showed me that little baby. Said, "Okay, keep going. You headed right for a rockabye baby, for real."
Wow. All right. Next on the line, calling in from area code 708, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello?
708, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we
can.
Hear you.
Hi, this is Dominique from Chicago.
Hey, Dominique.
Okay, Dominique. Do you have us on speaker, Dominique?
Yeah. No, I don't have you on speaker. You're actually on an earpiece.
Okay. Yeah. Can you take us off?
Hello.
Yes. Much better.
Okay. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of person. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I didn't expect to get through.
That's okay.
But I'm the type of person where. My husband actually calls me addictive. Like, I get into things, and I've been doing this my whole life, getting into things and never really finishing it. Or, like, right when it's about to be the end, I hop into the next big project. And I'm just trying to figure out where I'm supposed to be. Like, now I'm doing a sacred woman rites of passage. And, like right before the ending of it, I got into your radio show, basically. And I bought the workbook, and it's like, I'm going ahead into this now, and it's like a continuing pattern, like finding things to get into and never really committing to anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, and thank you for sharing that. What was your name again?
Dominique.
Dominique. So
mm-hmm.
did you finish The Sacred Woman with Queen Afua?
I'm still doing it.
Okay, beautiful. That's actually a course I've taken. Her practitioner course. It's beautiful. And you said, but then you jump, you're doing that, and now you're over here jumping, and,
yes, and
you're getting ready.
I already got the next thing lined up.
You got the Know Your Magic audio workbook, which there's still people that they working on almost 2 years of trying to finish that. So I can't see how you jump, but I guess if you're a jumper, you jump.
No, I did the first part of it, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to work on that for a while. But now I'm looking into something new already, and I'm just like, how long can I keep up with this?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. You're actually getting lost into your own I'm looking for the word here, but really what I'm saying is the confusion that you're feeling is a result of you not accepting your life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
This confusion, because this is a part of the confusion, is about you not really wanting to accept your life and trusting that, you know,
things are working in your favor. Let me ask you a question. How old were you when you first started telling time?
Telling time? I'm imagining I was really young. My mother said I went to kindergarten knowing everything, like the basics. So probably about 5 or 6, I'm going to guess.
Mm-hmm. So you've been telling time for approximately how many years?
About 30.
About 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what is time?
Telling time? Looking at the clock and, I mean, telling time. I mean,
No. What is time?
Measurement. Measurement.
That's what we do.
A form of measurement.
Time. Yeah, that's what we do with time, but what is time?
I don't know then. I mean, that's what I look at it. It's time. I mean, I look at it as measurement, really, like, I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know then.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. I mean, that's fine. That's the honest answer. The reason I say that is because the number one thing that's tripping you up with all of this is that you feel that you don't have enough time to do what you need to do.
I don't know what it is I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm trying to find it.
Right. But in the course of you trying to find it, you still think you don't have enough time. So you're not allowing yourself to find it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But it's not something that's lost. Trust and believe it's not. Matter of fact, we're going to do an exercise that we have done in the Kim business class. And I'm going to invite everyone out there to do this together. I want you to hold your hand out right in front of you. And those of you who can see me, you see me. Hold your hand out in front of you. And I want you to begin to wiggle your fingers. Just kind of wiggle them back and forth. What you're touching is what's called or what's known as the fifth auric field. And typically for most of us, I'll even say myself included, the color that's here is a cobalt blue color. It's like a bright cobalt blue. This is really where the web of all of your existence is. Not as far as past lives, even though different things can be read here. But sometimes what happens in this, because this is like a spider web, the energy gets very crossed up in here. So wiggle your fingers around, and you should feel the energy to start moving through your body and all around you. Just kind of left hand, right hand, and just wiggle your fingers as you go back and forth. And these little lines, these strings, these fragments of light that are intertwined like webs, you're going to loosen that up. Because this is the part of you that you need to connect with that really holds that divine blueprint that lets you know what your life purpose is. It's also the part of you where all of your healing, all of your organs are kind of like in a hologram. They exist inside this beautiful, beautiful aura of cobalt blue. There's even people who have had missing limbs or things taken out of their body or things that have happened to them. We're going to get back to you in a minute. That it exists perfectly here. This is the part where your body goes, your energy and your spirit, so your body knows how to heal itself in a perfect and a divine way. So it knows what you look like when you have a purpose. It's that part of you. The reason I'm telling you this, Dominique, is so you can stop searching for a purpose because you think it's outside.
outside of you. And it's not. It's within. It doesn't live outside of you. And so what you have to be able to do first and foremost is connect with you and your energy. That's the only way you're going to get that satisfaction. The other thing is you have to be able to remove time out of the equation. There is no rush. I don't know if you were on the line when I talked to the caller about competition.
Mm-hmm, I was. I felt like that was for me, too.
Yes, yes. And this is another thing that you're dealing with, competition. That competition sets up and it festers. And it causes overthinking, overactivity inside of the mind. And when we start to think way too much, it shuts down natural instinct. It shuts down your third eye. It shuts down all of your intuitive energy. And so you start to become numb to those things that are synchronicity. You become numb to that fifth auric field that is right in front of you. That's no more than 2 to 3 feet in front of you. And you suddenly become disconnected from your own spirit, or as we would say, your higher self. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to practice this a couple of times a day. When you feel the need for you to move on and to do something else, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in, nice and slow, and I want you to begin to drop down all the way to about your third chakra. So right in that region, right above your belly button, drop down right there in that area, that energy center. And just begin to feel yourself. You can even take your hand and place it there and feel yourself. And just sit with it. Be okay with the things that you have. Know that you're not running out of time, because, hell, you don't even know what time is. So what's the rush? What's the rush? You don't even know what time is. So there's no rush.
Oh, okay.
You understand? You got to laugh at some of this shit. It's, you know, say, what the hell am I rushing for? I don't even know what time is.
I just feel like I see everybody around me, like, in purpose,
yes,
doing the things they love,
this
and I'm just...
is competition.
And
you're
like
never...
I got degrees and everything,
but,
and I don't
but
have
that,
anything.
But, and guess what? And at the end of the day, that don't mean shit. I got a whole bunch of paper up on my wall, a whole bunch of degrees, and I ain't doing none of that. That's not what I love. But you got to also know that everything that you've done, everything that you will do, is to prepare you for what you're going to do in the future. You got to know that. So, that being said, there's no rush. And here's another thing, that you've got to slow down enough so that you can literally be in the space that you can get your synchronicity, so you can have your epiphanies, so that you can see the light when the twinkle comes. If you're in competition, that's no more than somebody shouting the Holy Ghost in church. One person jumps up and then five others run behind. And you trying to figure out which one of y'all really got the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
So allow yourself to sit with you and know that you're enough. if you don't get out of this competition thing, I cannot tell you how it will destroy you from the inside out. And the only place you're going to be left feeling is defeated and like a failure. But I'm going to tell you what's at the core of this. And at the core, your what's at the core of this for you, of this competition, what's at the core of this for you. And look at you guys. Y'all are so crazy in the chat room. And one of the things, and I'll tell you, you see this. This is it must be a past life night. But what's at the core of this for you is the fear of being powerless. Mm. That's what's at the core for you.
I struggle with that now, too, because went from working and everything to being a stay-at-home mom with no money and just, like, dragging our relationship down because I feel he has the power because he has the money.
This is one of the themes that keep this is for you is you feel like you don't have any power, but that's so not true, because power is one of those things that have to come in. That's why we say you want to feel empowered. You want to be empowered because it has to come from within. Sit with those things. You can always sign up to get a reading from me. That's one of the things to do. But I would just like you to sit with that. Be present. I would like for you to even finish doing the class that you signed up for. Mm-hmm. Sit with that. Find what you need from that because it was something that called you to it, that drove you to that.
Mm-hmm.
Then go through the audio workbook, not just to check the blocks, to finish it, but really sit with it. Again, there's absolutely no need to hurry. Time is not of the essence. You don't even know what that is. You don't know what that is. But you don't have to worry about that, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. That was beautiful. And peace and love to you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. All right, you guys. I see all of you still on the phone lines. And, yes, we are about to go into the after hours. I just want to say thank you to you guys out there all for calling in. We know Brother Umar Johnson was here in spirit. But don't worry. He's still going to come back. When nothing goes as planned, realize alchemy. Thank you, Esther, for sitting in with me, continuing to sit in with me as we go into the after hours. And for the rest of you, download. You know what to do. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is going to be joining me here live on the forum Sunday night. So we're going to keep going because it's like so many of you guys on the phone lines, like, I don't even know. I don't even know what to tell you, because you're all here with your hands up. So we're going to go to the next caller.
All right, calling in from area code 901. You are live on the remix. Who's calling in and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Hey, this is Sincere Life from 901. This is Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, Sincere Life.
Yeah. Yeah, I've called you a couple times. This is my question. My question is, I've been having situations like, job situations, like I'm doing a lot of studying about law, you know, statutes and codes and everything of that nature, you know. And I heard you say a couple things about the Morris science. I'm looking at that too. But it's like, you know, the ancestors is almost putting me in situations to where I would lose my employment. Like almost trying to push me to, you know, to sovereignty or something like that. And, you know, I do lectures as well. And I'm just wondering, what is this energy that's coming to my life lately?
that's kind of a real interesting scenario. Sincere life. Let me ask you a question. One of the things you say that you have this particular energy that's coming in your life right now that's sort of kind of taking you in a different direction?
More like different direction of not working for, you know, a corporation, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like also at the same time I have this abundance of knowledge. I really feel like it's rare, you know what I mean? So it's like I have this abundance of knowledge, and it's like I'm stagnated. It's like having loads of knowledge, but it's like I'm stagnated when it comes to putting it to making it become wisdom. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Here's what I will say to you. This is what I want to tell you. We know that knowledge and wisdom helps bring about understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know right now you have a lot of knowledge, but you don't have the wisdom to go with the knowledge. And so therefore, it's challenging for you to get to the understanding. I'm handling this very lightly for many different reasons, because I have a lot of respect for the path that you've chosen and many others have. I will say it's not for me. One of the things that I can tell you that we're in a very unique time on the planet. And it's a lot of things that's happening. A lot of things that I see that's happening with people coming from the records, and a lot of things that's happening with those who are trying in their best attempt, as I see it, to pull these past lives online for themselves. Personally, what I've seen in my work and my research is that a lot of people are going back through different systems, different schools of thought, because they're trying to connect with that very, very ancient part of them. And what happens a lot of times after they have connected with that ancient part of them, they continue to go. Have you ever rode a train before? Have you ever been on a train before?
Mm-mm. No.
What about, have you ever rode an airplane before? Have you flown anywhere?
No.
Mm. Well, definitely, my brother, you need to get out more. One. Let me just say that. But let me tell you this, because I know that you can use your imagination and it can take you places that you've never been. That you, when you get on the train stops at a lot of different locations, and you get a chance to say, this is my stop. I need to get off right here. Or you can keep riding and riding and riding and riding. Have you ever rode a bus before?
Yes.
You rode a bus. Have you ever rode a bus and took it all the way to the last stop?
No, I've never done that.
Mm-hmm. But do you know what happens when you keep riding a bus and it gets to the last stop? Guess what the bus driver tells you?
To get off, I guess.
You got to get your ass off. You have no other choice. It's the last stop. You got to get off. Here's a lesson that I've learned, and I'm going to share this with you. Sometimes in life, there is nobody to tell you when to get off. Ain't that some shit? Like in New York now, you don't even see the conductors anymore on the train. And some of them are being manned completely by computers. There is nobody telling you to get off.
This is where all of this knowledge becomes wisdom so that we can get a clear understanding about what it is we're truly, truly, truly trying to accomplish. And this is, that's a big part of what you're being challenged with right now. What is it that you're really trying to accomplish? And I guess if I want to just kind of take it out of this nice scenario and talk to you straight up, what are you trying to prove?
What am I trying to prove?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really not, I don't really feel like it's something that needs to be proven. It's more like something that needs to be done. I mean, more like for myself, because, you know, I have a lot of compassion for Earth, you know, I mean, just life in general. And, you know, the situation that we live in the daily life, you know, standard of life, everything you can just possibly name. I have a lot of passion for just Earth, period, you know. And, like you said, my imagination can take me wild places, and it can go extremely far, almost to where I almost feel like I'm ungrounded. And
that would be accurate.
Like, I would, like, sometimes I feel like, it's like, it's a song, not to bring up any
people's
name. Like, okay, it's a song by Kendrick Lamar, and it says, "Visions of Martin Luther staring at me." But at, at the end, but also it says, "Malcolm X put a hex on my future, someone catch me." And it's like that part of that song really resonates with me for some reason. And it's like, it's a lot of, just like, the lady before, she was saying, like, she'd be jumping around. I find myself doing that sometimes. But it's more like a situation where I'm not necessarily going in a loop, but it's more like a figure eight. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a long pattern rather than just a short one. I go through a crossroad and I will loop back around. But it's like I'm trying to find that spot to where I can make a move. Just like you said, you know, like, where do I jump off at? Like, where do I, you know, what path? It's like, it's like my mind is so extreme, my imagination is so extreme, it's like I feel like I can take any path. But it's like, and just because you can take any path, it's not like a good path, you know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you a question. What are you responsible for?
I'm responsible for, you know, my family, my son, my wife, my life. That's pretty much it.
Well, I would say that's a big chunk of responsibility.
That's a big
chunk of responsibility. And so I want you to think about these decisions that you're getting ready to make. How that's going to impact you. And again, I take you back to the question, what are you trying to prove? Because you don't get to these roads unless you're trying to prove something.
I would probably say, if I was proving anything, I'd be proving to myself that I have power. But not like a certain dignified power, like a power obesity situation, but more
a
like
power,
a
power to do what? Tell me what that power is going
to control my own life.
Okay, so let me ask, to control your own life. So who's in control of your life right now?
Well, I mean, really control my own life.
You know? No. Who is in control of your life right now? Because if you are trying to get the power to control your life, that would mean that right now you don't have control. So who has it?
You know, that's a good question.
Well, let's try this one. So are you looking to get more control?
More, yeah, more likely.
Mhm. Do you like being controlled?
No, I don't.
And how are you going to get more of what you don't want being done to you?
Not control over anybody, but more control over my life in general. Okay, I put it like this. I'm more of a type of spirit that feels like, okay, in my comparison to my lifespan, according to the galaxy, let's say, you know, it's like you only have a certain amount of years on Earth compared to the eons and eons that the galaxy has been here. I'm just one small thing, barely a figment in the galaxy. And it's like I cannot allow myself to be up under a dictatorship for this small period of time in this short lifespan.
So let me ask you a question. So when you free yourself, okay, where are you going to go that you're not going to be still on this planet? Where are you getting ready to go?
Well, I don't think I understand your question.
You said that you want to be able to free yourself, right?
Yeah, from dictatorship.
From dictatorship. So where are you going to go where that freedom is coming? Where are you getting ready to go?
It's more, it's not like I'm going anywhere. It's establishing my grounds from where I am now.
So let me ask you a question and help me to understand this, because this is I'm just looking at this from a spiritual point of view. You can tell me all of your knowledge behind it. So let me get this straight. You're not going to go anywhere. You're just going to use some paperwork that will declare you to be free in the same space that you feel that you're being held captive in.
Well, it's not more paperwork. I mean, that's not like a huge part of my life. That's just a small portion. You know,
well,
paperwork, that's besides the point, you know.
I'm asking you so you can help me understand. And can you take me off speakerphone, please?
Oh, you're not on speakerphone.
I'm on something.
No, I walked into the kitchen. There was no echo. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Now, can you repeat that again?
I said, so let me get this straight. You want to be free, but you want to stay in the same space that you in and be free from this dictatorship that you're in while you're in this same space.
Let me see. Well, possibly, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a way you put it, yeah.
Doesn't that seem like there's sort of an oxymoron going on there, like a clash of what you're saying? Then it just takes me back to my question. Who's not allowing you to be free? Who really has control over that? If you get to stay in the same place, pretty much do the same things that you're doing, then who really is controlling you?
No one.
That's what I would say. No one. But who do you want to be in control of you?
The same person that's in control of me now, myself.
You just said no one. So is it no one or is it you?
Well, I'm obviously in control of myself. But when I said no one, I mean no one other than myself.
Okay, so no one other than you. So you are in control of you. And you're going to do all of this so you can stay in control of you.
Correct.
And the point of doing that is what? Help me and help others to understand that. What would be the point of doing that? And I guess the reason I'm asking you is because I don't think I know but maybe one person who's successfully done this. So help me understand how you're going to be different.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Before I answer that question, can you just elaborate a little bit on what you think I'm moving into, like, as far as when I say the word sovereignty?
No, I don't pretend to understand that word. I want you to tell me what sovereignty is.
Okay. What sovereignty is when you become your own government. You become your own governor. You become your own master. You're no longer a public servant. You're no longer a government employee. You're no longer any of these things that's going to allow others to place dictatorship over your life, to control your activities, you know.
Okay.
All these statutes
and guess,
controls.
Yeah, that's good enough. Thank you for that. That helped me. But you just said you're in control of your life. So who I don't get it.
Okay. I put it like this. It's like I'm in control of my life, but there comes a time to where you can be held captive.
And
I don't
you
have
can't
to deal with that.
Let me ask you a question. You think you ain't gonna be held captive? Wait. Now I'm being serious.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can't be held captive just because you got a piece of paper from the same government? Huh?
No.
Maybe I'm missing.
It's not any papers that come from the government. This is okay. Just like the Constitution, these are things that human beings on Earth wrote. You know,
right?
It was written. It wasn't in existence before they wrote it. It's the same thing that you do. You establish your own power, writing your own declaration of status. It's not like some paperwork. You can't. Of course, you can't get freedom from the same people that's imprisoning you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, so we on the same page. We right here. Okay, so you're going to do all of this, and I'm trying to figure out where are you trying to, like, what's going to happen when you finish?
What's going to happen when I finish? I would have remedy from paying bills.
Bills? Debt. Wait a minute.
Better yet, debts.
Are you serious? You won't have to pay no bill? You mean you can just live for free?
Isn't that how this world was created?
No.
This world wasn't created for free?
No, this world wasn't created for
free.
Well,
can you ask yourself this question? When you go to an apple tree that's in the jungle, do you have to pay the apple tree a dollar to get an apple?
You don't have to pay that apple tree a dollar, but I guarantee you, you paying that apple tree something. Oh,
yeah.
You don't get to bite.
It's called a circle of life, of course. But
yeah, well, then that's a payment.
Well, I put it like this. I will no longer have to pay debt notes or Federal Reserve notes.
Well, let me ask you a question. Will you be living somewhere? Will you be eating things? Where are you going to get all of these other things from?
These things. So, okay. I got this impression that you might be up under this illusion that you cannot operate within this system without being directly associated with it by being a citizen.
Well, hold on a second. First of all, I'm not under an illusion. By no stretch of the imagination. If we want to take it on an esoteric level, we're all under illusion because this place is an illusion, and the fact that you think that you can get out of an illusion is a damn illusion.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything.
No, and neither am I. I'm trying to really understand. I really am. I'm trying to understand.
Well, okay, Ms. Wu. Okay, let's take it to the esoteric level. I mean...
No. Please don't do that. I want
you
to stay right where you were with it.
Okay, well, let's keep it right. Okay. Okay, I'll put it like this. The situation that the average person in America, let's just take America.
But you know what?
Example.
I don't even want you to talk about that. I want you to tell me about you.
Well,
because
me,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in the stages of getting this process done, educating myself, understanding. You know, that's not even a worry for me
mm-hmm.
on that particular aspect. It's more like the whole question of the call was basically on my spiritual awareness of where I need to be
mm-hmm.
spiritually, because
right.
I have a lot of energy. You know, as you may see, you know, I have a lot of energy, and it's
mm-hmm.
like I'm stagnated to the
you
point
do.
To where it's like I got all I'm juggling all these things. And
trying to
I'm
get them together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's more the situation.
Okay. Well, I definitely thank you for engaging in this conversation, because this 4/13/2013 is going to be a pivotal day for you. And you'll be able to go back and you'll be able to download this show and you'll be able to study this. And that's a beautiful thing. And many other people can too. Here's what I will say to you. You do have a lot of energy, but have no worries, because you're going to need all of it. Because when your survival mode kicks in for you, you're going to have to stand in the fire. And it's going to take a lot of strength. It's going to take a lot of energy work. It's going to take a lot of knowledge. And eventually, you will come to that point of having the wisdom, and you'll be able to get the true understanding about what tonight's call was about. How's that?
That's great. That's positive. That was love.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So I want you to just make it a point to make sure that you call back in when all of this is done and come back and really share that journey with us. You make that promise?
I promise.
And I'll hold you to it. I'll hold you to it. So peace and love to you. And thank you for calling in and sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Remember tonight, you guys, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Where are we going to go? Calling in from area code.
Calling in from area code 814. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, good evening. How are you all?
Good evening.
Wonderful.
My name is Allie and I am calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, and it's been a very interesting discussion, everything from, you know, taking a vow of poverty to the record and how past lives come in. And so my question is I call it out of curiosity, but I've been in a period of stagnation for the past, let's say, about 5 or 7 years, and you know, some of the reasons why I'm in that position, or due to my own you know, faulty actions and understanding, and also to outside forces. And so my reason for calling today is wondering when and if this period of stagnation is going to be finished, so that I can move on. Because at a point during the journey, I ended up kind of falling, losing my dream, recognizing kind of the reality that we live in. I had a state of opening, but it was a difficult state of opening, and I had some hard lessons to learn. And so I'm just calling out of, I guess, curiosity to see what type of extra information I can have as far as this path that I'm on, and, you know, hopefully getting to a period where I'm more aligned with my life purpose.
Ooh, you wore me out with that. You wore me out. That's okay. It's okay. It's beautiful. it's beautiful.
I know it's a late night too, so I've been taking calls for the past 2.5 hours. So you know,
No. Oh, trust me. We could do this all night, trust me. But thank you for that. Let me say this, two things to you, and I'm going to kind of be quick because I know it's a lot more of you guys online, and I don't want the show to cut off on us, which I think it will. But I want to tell you this. First, you got to get a new story. A couple of things that's happening to you at this particular time is that you believe that in order for you to continuously gain knowledge and do what you do, that you have to follow this certain select path. You have to do step one to get to step two, and then step three and step four. That's what's jacking your ass up.
Okay.
That's what's jacking you up. The other thing is that you think you need more qualifications. You need more information, only for you not to be able to do anything with it.
Yeah.
So where you're at right now is your kind of your back is up against the wall. You got to do something. You understand? Mostly all night I have been telling people how to get into feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to get into masculine energy and just go do it.
Okay.
You don't need no more qualifications. You can still keep studying, but you've come to the point where you have to now do the work. Enough already. You understand? Enough. Stop it. Do it. Think of three things that you can do today, meaning tomorrow when you get up, that can take you forward in your dreams and what you want to accomplish. Three things. That's going to set the ball in motion for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, part of me is that I'm tired of that. You know, it's been such a long road, and I'm tired of the woe is me story. At the same time, you know, there's a bitterness and a strength that is present. But the bitterness is more of, it's mm-hmm. more of a rebel spirit. And
did you hear what I told you?
Far as getting into the masculine energy, it makes a lot of sense. So
and also get a new story. That's let that story go. You know, you get tired. Let all of that go. Get a whole new story for yourself. And really what you want to do at this time, because it's time for you to do this, is you have to not attach yourself to the outcome.
Okay.
You understand? Pictures form negatives.
Okay.
So stop attaching yourself so hard to the outcome that you're afraid to make a move for fear of failure.
Yeah.
Don't attach yourself to the outcome. Trust and know, as Brother Bilal will say, that everything is working out in your favor, and move on that. But you know enough. You have enough to do something now. So get a new story, move yourself forward, get into the do energy, the masculine energy, and do something. Find three things that you can engage in, that you can do, so you can move yourself forward.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And peace and love to you.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right. Well, Esther, we have been around the world and back again tonight, and I think is just my word, but we did some real-life alchemy here, and even some more to come for the future. This is definitely going to be one of those shows that a lot of us will look back on and listen to and be able to get a lot of gems here tonight. A lot of times in our lives, things will not go as we plan them out to be, but that's okay. It's okay to be open, to be able to receive, to be able to connect with yourself, and more importantly, not just trust what you're getting from yourself, but know what you're getting and be able to stand on that.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
and move on it. Yeah.
Yeah, to move on it. Sometimes when there's too many damn obstacles in the way, we always want to talk about divine intervention. This is literally spirit telling you, don't do it. You're going the wrong way. You've gotten off your path. You're off your course. You need to get back on track again. But we don't hear these messages. We don't hear the ancestors, as we call it, speaking to us. We don't hear our higher self speaking to us because in most cases, our higher self is not emotional at all. It's not loud. It's not abrupt. But it is very steady. And it is very solid. And that's the ability that all of us hold with us. You want to talk about birthright? That's your birthright, to be able to connect with your higher self, the part of you that knows what's in the best interest, not just for you, but everyone and everything that is connected with you. And when you can tap into that, you can truly, truly begin to know what it feels like to do some real life alchemy. So I just want to say thank you to everyone here. You guys have been simply amazing tonight. We had some great callers, huh, Esther?
Yes, we did, like always.
We had some great callers and lots of things that we can learn from sharing our experiences with each other. All of this work is to get back to love. And I just want to let you guys know I love you guys. I'm very, very thankful for you guys. Don't forget to download the show. Download, download, download. If you like it, I want you to go over to Facebook and definitely like it. And if you love it, I want you to definitely go over and leave a comment. Leave a comment here. Leave a comment on Twitter. Leave a comment on Facebook. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can always reach out to me if you want to get a one-on-one reading or any of the readings. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And me and Esther, we're here in the remix hanging out with you guys, as we always do. And Sunday night, Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is going to be in the house. So just loving on you guys. Send some questions if you want to post your questions. I see it's still more of you on the phone line. You can post them on the Remix family page or the Remix radio page, and we can get to those questions. And so, yes, yes, I love you guys, too. And thank you so much, Esther. Love you, too.
Thank you. Love you, too. Love you, Remix family.
Yes. It was a beautiful show. Love you, Dr. Umar Johnson. We love you, too.
Yes.
And everyone.
Love you, Dr. Umar.
Yes.
He was here in spirit.
Yes,
he was really
he was.
Here in spirit.
I know he was. I know he really was. And so we'll be doing what we do, as we always do, right here live in the remix. So peace and love, you guys. Until next time, peace. Much love.
Peace.
Peace.